Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up real soon. This Saturday should be a good one. We had a pretty good amount of racing going on down at the beach. Everything went pretty good. I said certain things we had problems with, certain guys broke. But overall, we had a good time. Thank everybody for coming. I know I got to make sure I give this announcement because Jason beat Phil, and like Phil said, Jason had to do a couple more runs after that. He had two or three of them. He'd been jumping from car to car, and he was doing his thing. So Jason Gray did his thing, and on top of that, Phil was waiting, but Jason left. So when Saturday hits, Jason come to the trailer and watch Phil eat the cookie. So that was part of the bet. That's what you got to do. So he honors the bet. He honors the bet. So that's going to be done for Saturday, Jason. So make sure he does it. He just wanted to make sure he didn't want to do it. Instead, he did it, and he didn't see it. So you get to do it. You'll stand right there when he eats the cookie. But otherwise, the other guys that came out and tried to make action happen, I know they had a few races that didn't go off. They tried to make it happen. Jason, he broke a transmission, but was ready to do battle and look real good. I would have loved to see that race that day. I don't know the whole thing with OG Bobby and Gordo, but, you know, it didn't happen. But Gordo did go out there and great job, drove great, car ran great. Hats off to Gordo. EP went out there, put a driver in behind a seat that never even drove the car before, but went out there and gambled. That's the kind of gambling that was, I got to say. They got to say they did go out there and they gambled. So be it. A lot of things that happened, maybe it didn't go your way, but let me just tell you, it was good racing. The hospitality was excellent, like always, you know. I mean, they catered and did what they had to do to the track. If you was a big tire, you had no problems getting down in the daytime. And at nighttime, they turned around and glued it up for the small tire. So, oh, and Mark Jones' car looked beautiful there. The Orange Crush was doing its thing and won a couple of races. You know, so, hey, a lot of people didn't know it. They probably don't know it's Mark Jones' car, but the Orange 69 Nova, that was Mark Jones. Jason Gray was driving it and wheeling both of them. The baby Copperhead in that. So hats off to Jason Gray for jumping in two cars that day and doing his thing also. So, but hold on for a second because I'm going to open up some of the mics because I know a lot of stuff going on tonight. And why I'm on this here on the thing right now, if anyone knows a bus company out on Long Island or Jersey or whatever that was willing to come out to Long Island and go to Maryland, please give me a call. Give me their number. We're having a problem with this bus over here. So kind of like I got to get the people out there. And can you give me a call right away? We're trying to work on that. So let me make sure I open up this number right here. I think that's my guy right here. 571-4080. Fat Albert, that's your mic.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Joe?
All right. How's everything, Fat Albert?
All right, all right. Everything good. I want to apologize for not making it, Saturday. I was coming, but my old lady knee swelled up like a softball, and I just didn't feel right leaving her. She couldn't hardly move, so I couldn't make it. So
it's all right. I know my wife's ankle swole up on her because we was on our feet all day and all night.
Right.
We decided to, instead of going home, we decided to stop at Maryland Live and didn't know how to leave. And it was 9:35 when we left it in the morning. So we went in there about 1 o'clock, I say. We walked in there and didn't leave out to that morning. She said, you know what time it is? I said, no. She said, 8 o'clock. I said, oh, man. So we ain't even go to bed.
Nope. I will be there Saturday, trust and believe. And a lot of guys have called me and asked me to bring the money counter, Joe. I said, it's in the car.
Yeah.
It's taken out. It's going to stay in the car. So the money counter will be there. They said they bring it. Boy, it's going to be some money there. As Fred was saying, his own words, money flying everywhere.
And I got to make sure everybody knows. I got Toledo coming from upstate New York. And he's bringing his little car. And they just locked the money in, him and Buck Gibson. Buck's got that turbo split bumper Camaro.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yep.
And Toledo's got that little foreign car. They're going to run. They actually locked in. Both of them sent me $500. And they're going to run for a pretty good amount of cookies, as I'll tell you. So I'll put a deposit for that one.
They didn't think that race between Pressure and ODB. Let me clear this up. I have both deposits. I have both deposits. So, yes, that race will happen. I have both of them.
Well, I can tell you something. I won already because I betted that race that Antoine is going to race. And I made a bet, and I ended up winning. So they didn't think it was going to happen. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. And I bet it that way, and that's how I won.
Right.
But also, there's some races that's coming in from Long Island also, so I just got to let you know. Cornbread, White Mustang, called White Diamond. He'll be going against DeJuan and his son. They have a White Mustang. Both look alike, identical. Small blocks of peace,
right.
Heads up, and let's just say that pot is bigger than probably all of them.
Oh,
that's
wow.
How they went. Matter of fact, you were holding one of the pots that one time when Malibu and went down to
and Galat.
So just double that with you know what you had. That's
Ooh.
All.
Joe, do you know how much that was I had in my pocket? We put it in trash bags. Remember, we had to put it in trash.
Well, I can tell you this here, no lie. DeJuan is good on the game. They've been out there. They've been doing that thing on the street, track. He's definitely a grudge racer. They run like 2 and 3 times a week on the street over here. Like the other night, it was 9,100 apiece on the street. That was the same car, you know, and they don't back out. They don't phase them, you know.
When they gave me that money at Galat, I told the security guard, please stay beside me. I don't you go wherever I go. With this much money on me, you stay right here.
Now Riverhead, stick together, that's another town like not that far from us on Long Island. And they're going against each other. And Cornbread. That's with the White Diamond car. And they will be racing them and it's going to be, put it this way, Riverhead stick together, and like they said, it can start at 10 and go on over. Start from there, like they said.
Wow.
And, you know, small tie car, nothing special, nothing crazy. Nothing like no exotic, but that's how they really want to grudge. They grudge. When they get together, they grudge. So in one week now, I'm just going to show you, well, I'm not even going to say, how about this year? How about 3 days? The first race was 6,000. The next race was 6,000 apiece. The next race was 91 apiece. So that's back to back like that. That's how they do it. And 2 and 3 races a night. And God knows, I don't even say how much altogether by the time the end of the week. Anything can happen.
Wow.
We're trying to bring this little car to bring up there. If it works out, if he gets it back in time, we want to bring it out there. And we like to run. What's his name with the Hellcat with a BMW? And we would love
James
to know. Yes, we would love to run him. Only thing is, they got to bring the pot up. They got to, like he says, you know, kids don't mind racing, but he don't run for under 35, 4,000, somewhere around in there. That's what he don't. If you're going to run, we're going to run. You know,
if he wants James Turner with that Hellcat, that shouldn't be no problem. James will bring that. That'll be no problem.
Yeah, only thing they just wanted, like they said, they don't mind racing, but they, you know, it costs to get over there, so they want to bring up the pot a little bit. That's all. That's all
right,
they said. Just bring the pot up a little bit, and we got it. And that's the same thing that happened with Buck and Toledo. And he knew them. They both know each other, and they asked me to hold it today. They called me up, had me on today. I got the stuff, and each one of them sent me the Cash App, and I'm holding the money for that. And that race is going down. Buck called his car Split Bumper. That's what he called the 70 Camaro. So it's gonna be real interesting. I can see a lot of stuff getting ready to happen. So if everything works out like it's supposed to, I mean, we should see a lot of racing. When I say a lot, it's gonna be a lot. We've been talking about it, so I know it's gonna be some stuff. And like they said, Gordo, I know he's going to be doing some stuff out there, too. He's bringing his car and running. And like I said, Gordo looked good. They can't take it away from Gordo, not one thing. They can say what they want to say, but Gordo did his job on the tree, everything. Car went straight. I'll tell you what, that's the best I've ever seen a car run. And I'll say it, you know, I'm being real about it. That thing looked like on a rail. When I say it looked like on a rail, he looked good. So hats off to him for doing his job and not scared to get in the paint. He went on out there and did his thing. He did it. And, you know, I know Jason and Lewis Collins, hats off to Lewis Collins for getting the paint a couple times. Jason's brother and him went down through there. And, you know, it was a good race. I mean, it just Jason Carr, his brother's car kind of like OD'd a little bit, got a little crazy. But all in all, it was a good one.
Right.
It was a good race all the way down. I like it. It was great. So having fun. And hats off to Avon for bringing my banana pudding. He did me right. I gotta make sure I tell make sure you tell your wife I said thank you. I'm just about finished with my tray already.
But,
no, we got a lot of good stuff coming on, and like I said, in that four car shootout, I guess we're gonna see what happens. I know Jeff Rogers is out there testing, you know, trying to get it right. A lot of guys been trying to get their stuff right, so we'll see. Hopefully everybody's right in time and ready to go.
Right.
And then we got the 484 board class. That's supposed to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget the all glass, all steel. Them four cars. That's going to be another good one, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, going to be another good one. I mean, all three shootouts. It's three shootouts with four cars in each one, but all four cars that's in each shootout is pretty much the baddest in that group. So we're going to sell it all. Who got the baddest small block? Who got the baddest 484? Who got the baddest all steel, all glass? I mean, just all of them going to be. I mean, if you go to the concession stand to get you something to eat during the shootout, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss something. So when the shootout starts, I your hot dog, your soda, or whatever, because you don't want to miss it.
Nah, because it's a lot of races that, like, I'm not going to lie to you, in the shootout, can't wait to see Ricky Fox and Brian Epps go down there. I think that's going to be a real good one. I think that's going to be a good one. A lot of people don't believe it, but they think that Ricky Fox is going to run away with it. I think it's going to be he's going to do his job. That's all I can say. It ain't going to be no runaway. I don't think it's going to be a gate job. I think that's what it's going to be at. You know, so. I can't wait to see. I really can't wait. I was trying to look and see if I get this guy to come. I know he's supposed to come on here tonight. Because he's looking for a little bit more action with that little, I forgot what they call that car. But it's a Toledo. It's a, you know, small block Chevy in it, you know. On power.
Right.
You remember the car that I think he ran Jason is the North versus South. It was up in the air and all four tires came off the ground.
I know who you're talking about. Wait a minute.
I don't know what kind of car it is.
All four of them did come up off the ground.
Yeah, it went.
He
it
went up
went
in
like
the air.
Yeah. So he's definitely gonna be in the house and he's ready to roll. Like he said, he's looking for more action. He don't care. He would love to go back out there for somebody else if they wanted somebody else wanted. And so if you look for some action, he's definitely going to have a call. I'm waiting for to get the call in a little bit, and I got another car coming, big tire car coming, and I also got two small tire cars that are going to be a little surprise. If everything works out, you're probably going to see old Dexter Curry come out there, and you might see King Nick.
Dexter? Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. And King Nate. Yep. Yeah, you might see both of them there. Be looking for action. They will be looking. So without I got to make sure I open up a couple of these mics because I see they clicking me in like crazy. Hold on 1 second. Let me just open up this mic. And I know I'm going to have to cut out of here about 8:30 because I got to go meet up and see if I can see about this guy with the bus. See if I can catch him. Because I got a lot of people that also, they really want to go. So, like I told them, I'm going regardless. I got to be down there. So, and I got some cars that's coming with us. So, we'll be good. But let me open up the first mic here. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, y'all fellas. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Tori?
Yeah, I can't call it. Seemed like a lot of things did happen this weekend. I mean, you know, it was a little delay I saw, but, you know, stuff got off. And, shout out to Gordo and, you know, for doing what he had to do. And that's basically it, you know.
Now, you know, I couldn't say anything about the race of OG Bobby or whatever. But, you know, I know the discrepancy about the time and all that crap, so... The DP man made a decision And that was final. Mm-hmm. That's all I can tell everybody. So they honor
it.
That's it. They picked him.
Right.
You want to keep it the way it is down the line, that's up to y'all. So he kept it down the line like it was supposed to, what you gave the rules was, and that's what happened. So I know a lot of people, some people were angry about it, but he got to be the neutral man, and he's got to keep it the way it is, whatever they said.
Right,
so
right.
Did what he said.
It's only right, yeah.
Yep, and Silverhawk agreed and said it, whatever, and it is what it is. So once it did that, that's it. I know you're getting a lot of other guys that are coming in and adding on to a little bit more, but you can't go by nothing if you don't know the whole story. And that's the problem.
Right. I mean, the only people that should be talking about that is Gordo, Steph, and Bobby. That's it. Everybody else need to step back and just let that be. But, just the three of them need to hash that out, and that's it. I mean, but it was already hashed out because they agreed to give the deposit, so that was it.
Yeah, once you say give it to them, that's it. Done deal. It's over.
Yeah, that's
done
it.
Done deal. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, and I sure like to see it go back, to see it happen. I like to see that race to go down. It'll go down maybe later on, but, you know, hats off to them. Don't get me wrong. They had that kick up. I ain't going to lie. There's some money there.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I didn't think it was going to really go that far, but hey. You know, on the other hand, I can tell everybody this here, Silverhawk had the Mustang there, and he broke the starter. He cranked on everything and broke the starter. He actually, now people go, why didn't you go to AutoZone? Well, let me just tell you something. I announced it over the radio, over the intercom, had it. The announcer announced it. Nobody had a starter. They even went to AutoZone. No starter. No starter at all. So he was out that joker. He was underneath it, and he was trying to get it to run. He wanted to go out there, and it is what it is. You know, he couldn't do it, so he couldn't get a starter. And I tried to get a hold of Buck, but Buck was working, so. And Stanley told me they thought they had a starter, and wasn't a starter, ended up being a Chevy starter. So there's nothing they can do. So, you know, I hate to say it, but when everybody wants to kick somebody when they're down, but one thing about it, he didn't drag that car. He's from Jersey for nothing. He was getting ready to run. He wanted to run. And he thought he can beat him, you know, and he was trying for a starter.
Cause
Lord knows he had some people going everywhere. Call this one, call that one, go this way, go over there. People go, how did AutoZone got that thing? The AutoZone ain't nothing got it. They made AutoZone call around, nothing. So I can say right now he was not lying about it because I was standing right there when the deal was, and I know I called it over the speaker for everybody to see if somebody can find one, go back home and get one, and nobody had it. Nobody had it.
Right, right.
I mean, so, Silverhawk, you know, it happens. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Same thing with Jason. Ain't nothing you can say. Jason went out there, and he looked damn good. I ain't going to lie. I was happy to see him go down the track right off the trailer. The track was on nice with the big tire cars. Oh, forget it. We had that big tire shootout, the top sportsman there. And let me tell you, they were getting down there. They moved. They were actually flashing the numbers up for you. So you can see how they fast. So that was cool. You know, it was something different, you know, something else to help out. And like me, Mike Brown, and I say, you know, we appreciate everybody that came out. You know, next year we're going to do it again. And, you know, it should be probably going to do 2 days so the guys instead they can get a little rest. So we're probably going to do Friday and Saturday and then come on back. That's what we're thinking about doing. Because a lot of us would like to go on Friday, at least if something would have broke, we got time enough to fix it for Saturday. So that's next year. Will be the same thing again, having a good time over there, and they enjoyed themselves, and like we had plenty of food for everybody, so nobody say they didn't have any food. They were hungry and nothing, you know. We had everything that you needed was right there, so we will make it bigger and better next year. That's all I can say. Let me make sure I open up these guys' mics because I did that study popping in. I'm sorry, but I'll pull you guys in right now. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, Joe.
Not much.
You just said it was food. That food was gone less than, you know, 5-10 minutes.
you up there.
Dumb,
you was running off on the side. Look, they were lined up, no lie. But we were parked there from there. From there all the way through the fence, that's where their line was going. And they were just lined up.
By the time I got back, I made one pass. By the time I got back, the food was gone. I'm like, Joe, you forgot me.
Avon, tell them now. I'm gonna tell you how it was now. Let me tell you. My wife cooked 15 bags of rice there, right? Yellow rice. We make it by scratch right there. We kept the whole big clam pot of collard greens, the big clam pot, all the way to the top. All that rice in there. I made pulled pork. I had chicken. And I had beef at the end. But the beef, I had to wait because they had to wait a little longer. That cooked like 6 hours. So I was feeding everybody, getting everybody stuff, and we were study going in there. I ain't going to lie. You guys eat collard greens like it ain't a style, boy. I ain't going to lie. They were doing their thing, and I was watching how some people put their food, and, you know, you put the rice, you know, whatever. If you want to put pulled pork on top of it or you want to put collard greens on top. But in Virginia, y'all mix it up all together. I was watching how they were doing it. I was like, what the heck they doing? They mix the whole thing up and make it look like a gumbo, and then they eat it. I said, I guess it's all going to the same place, so I guess it don't matter. But that's how they were eating. I was like, wow. I ain't never seen them do like that. But, you know, but hey, everybody got their different ways. And then April Harrell, she's on here right now, too. I want to thank her. She came in with the sweet potato pies and the white potato pie, which, and I never had a white potato pie in my life. And that was a sweet pie, a regular potato, and I couldn't believe it. It was a white, and I was like, I ain't never ate it. But when I tasted it, and me said, everything was dead right. he was our taste tester, matter of fact. We had meat, and I said, meat, I want you to tell me first before I do anything, before I start serving, I need you a taste tester. So he came right over there, he tasted it right there. He was right there by my car in here. So I turned around and gave it to him. And as he said, it was dead right. I said, all right, we can go ahead. So I said, all right. I looked at the line. I said, golly, the raisin was going down and the line was still there. And they were just eating and everything else right there. I was like, man. So not one stitch of rice, not one stitch of pulled pork, no piece of chicken. Everything went. And like my wife had to do, she had to strain the collard greens because people were crying about the collard greens. Am I lying, Ava?
I was the one crying.
I had to take a shredder and see if anything left in the juice. Yo, I gotta, come on, see if it could, something got to be in there. My wife said, well, if you got a little time, I'll strain it. Let me see what I can do. Sure enough, she get a whole lot of it.
Look, I stood right there, didn't I?
Yeah. Yep. So, but all in all, man, I was happy there. Everybody was eating and happy. You know, I'm a cook. Matter of fact, I'm going to cook some at the track Saturday, too. So I'm going to do a little cooking there. I get a little stuff and go get it right again. So we'll do it again. But like I say, make sure you thank your wife about the banana pudding because I was hit the spot, boy.
Definitely for sure. She appreciated that.
Yeah, that hit
she
the spot.
She loved doing it.
Yeah. I ain't got much left in my bowl. I keep one whole tray for me. For me. Not nobody else, for me. I ain't going to lie. The other thing, I make sure I take care of my mom and them. Here you go, mom and dad. Now, this one, y'all don't touch mine. This is mine in here. This for me. Sit back there, have me some ice cream and some banana pudding. But, Hey, Avon, do you got something going on the 6-2? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, I got, we be first pair down the track. Me and Buck and the Instigator at 7, and I think me and that Chevelle is locked back in. I got to confirm because I know he broke the other day with him.
Oh, the white one?
Yeah.
That's Dwayne Robinson.
Dwayne Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just got confirmed. Firm, see if he fixed it. But,
and you
said
you got to run Weeby?
Yeah, me and Weeby first pair out of track.
Got it. Okay. Is Weeby ready?
I don't know. Hey, I got to worry about my program. I can't worry about Weeby's.
Okay. No, I just wondered, was Weeby ready yet? You know, I didn't know. I seen him at the track,
hey.
And I know it was, they had the Nova over there.
Right.
I didn't know, was he ready yet?
Try me looking for the orange juice.
Come on.
Now, I think it's only fair. I gave him his race with Grandma. I ran him head up. I needed a spot. I ran him head up. Now he should give me my race head up.
Oh, so you want to run with Try Me?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Where he should have been running from the beginning. He should have been running that car from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And it
well,
can be the same time. And it
can
be the same
pot.
It ain't got be. It could be the same pot. I just want my run back. I want a fair race. I
mm-hmm.
jumped out there because it was off the trailer. And nobody else wanted to do nothing. And I told him, I said, look, you know I need a spot. Nah, head up. You know how Copperhead is.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
told him, I said, all right, you owe me one. I'm going to run you, and we're going to get busy, and then I'm going to try you with Try Me.
Okay.
But he ain't being shaky.
Avon, I just texted him. I said, Mark Jones, get on the show. You're being called out by Avon. Get on the show. I just texted him.
Well, I know my son went to go try to run him again, but they said he says transmission was leaking, so I don't know. I guess he had a problem on his transmission. But other than that, that's why that run didn't go back off. He was holding the track open. He just said his transmission was leaking, so he couldn't run. So it is what it is. Some people going to take it. I'm just going to be real about it. You might not get the run back, so it might be like Wicked Bird. You take a year to get it back, so.
Hey, you know what? You're right about that. That's
yeah.
what you call shaking. That's what you call shaking. You
yeah.
know what I mean? People, we jump out our class and get races to do it. You know what I mean? It ain't got to be for a whole lot of cookies, but if a man jumped out of his class, you should at least give him his class, you know, the same class to head up pass. That's all I say. You know what I mean? I ain't going to beg a man. You know what I mean? But I ain't had to race it.
And Avon, when
okay.
he say don't have to be a lot, he really mean that because Avon just want to race. And if he's make the time,
yeah, I want my race back.
Yeah, he don't.
Oh,
don't
my God. You ain't got to say nothing, Fat Albert.
Oh, shoot.
Hey,
oh,
I just
man.
Wanted my get back, Fat Albert, you know.
I understand that.
It was good, though. It was all fun and games. That's all I can tell you. You know, that's all to it. I tell you what, when Meat and Copperhead went down through there, too, I said, man. No, Meat was hitting that thing with a whole lot of stuff in it. I said, man, he was bombing that joker. I said,
now,
good, great.
I'm going to even say this. If he don't want to run back, that's cool. But I'm going to be on Copperhead ass. Now, I want orange juice with Try Me. But goddamn grandma looking for baby Copperhead. So now, if he wanna treat me like that, I can look for him too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, we'll wait to see when he get on here tonight. But I gotta open up another mic. Let me make sure I open up these other mics. I see everybody clicking off and on, so I make sure. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
What's up, guys? Just checking in, Cliff. Albert,
what's going on, Cliffy?
disappeared on me.
He must have went and get the coffee.
That's all right.
No,
yeah, but I'm just checking in, Joe. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you out there. You got a generator also out there.
I got a question for you.
What's happening?
How you doing, Cliffy? This is Avon.
What's happening? What you got?
I got a question for you. Wait a minute. What up, Cliff?
How you coming on a six? Motor car?
I'm coming with rope to go around Joker's necks.
Okay. I might have a race for you then.
You ain't got to have one for me. I mean, if you got one that you think you might want to present to me, you gonna bring that Malibu there?
Yeah, it's coming. That's why I was asking.
Okay, well, you know what? Just go around, inshallah, if everything is all right, oil pressure, everything is fine. Listen, we gonna settle that one.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You're trying to rate.
Keep the same thing you said to me at 13 in your golf cart. It ain't got to be for this or that, but if you want to get it off, I think we can get it off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
You said that car goes 8 miles, all right?
Yeah, only 8.
Only 8? Okay. All right.
That's fine with me.
Hey, Joe. You know, they said Bobby Super Bowl for racing. I believe this Saturday going to be the Super Bowl. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah.
I think this Saturday
going
to be the Super Bowl. If all the cars show up in the race, we can just race off. I believe this might be bigger than Bobby's race. Hell.
Listen, this Saturday ain't no joke, man. Saturday you got the real players' ball. I'm sorry, I'm saying it that way because that's the way it is. It's the real players' ball.
Good report. Good report.
I think it's going to be really nice, you know. And like I said, a few people coming from down south that already have called me up, trying to come on up. You know.
For the last couple of weeks, your volume is down, man. Listen, I need Fat Albert back, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tenfold.
I need the volume up.
Yes, sir.
Avon, after we get the two races off, then I'll see you about that Malibu. I know we had talked about it, too, after we get the two races off, you know.
Sounds good.
Didn't Pebbles race that same Malibu or Avon?
Yeah, he put the gap on us. He gave us everything in drag racing and gapped us.
And he beat y'all.
Yep.
Okay, well, I ain't even going to ask you why. Okay, you know what? That's fine.
Wow.
What you gonna ask me?
No, you know what? It's no
big try.
Listen, nothing beats a failure but a try. So you know what? That's good enough for me. Y'all went out there. I'm cool with that.
He gave us all three things.
And listen, you were supposed to do it. A joke is giving me all things. I got to go for it. I got to go. You understand what I'm saying? I got motherfuckers telling me I'm getting a gift. And I keep telling the same joker, I didn't ask for shit. I was minding my business. So whatever reason why he decided to give me that, that's fine with me. Let's get it. It's too bad all these cheerleaders don't bring their ass to the track. You know, all this cheerleading on the back line, man, that shit got to stop. Bring your ass to the track and show your face and step the fuck up. Okay? Show motherfucker you lost money by giving it to him by handing it to him. All this app cash and Zello this and Smoke this and Lolo this and that. Man, bump all that. Bring your backline talking joke ass to the track.
Okay. And how what time you guys run the Malibu? Cause I know a lot of guys don't like to run early, or whatever. Avon,
are you asking?
What time we run? We ain't got nothing locked in yet.
No, I'm saying, but what time you like to run?
I don't give a damn where you want. We could go first pay off the track. Shit. We come
no,
to
no,
run.
No, that's the only thing I was just wondering. How do you guys like to run? Do you like to run right away, or
listen,
you got to wait till the end of the night? Or
we ain't got to wait till nothing. We come to run.
Okay. Gotcha.
We ain't got to wait till nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a motor car. How fast can it be? A bit slow. We just want to gamble. That's all.
Faster car don't always win, man. So all that is slow shit. Man, listen, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we get there, we set it up right after that. Because I know what name is already, like, EJ, we locked in EJ and we locked in, well, you know, I forgot his name, Growler or whatever. So whatever Phil wants to do, I don't care. You just do it. We're coming to have some fun. We don't mind racing. He said, yeah, we're going to do it.
Well, once again, it is a tremendous lineup, though, from the door slam all ties to the big ties. It's a damn sure a serious lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. Gonna be damn interesting.
I
but,
got to the
hold
wall.
On, you guys. Let me make sure I open up these other mics because they. If I don't, I've got like four mics in a row. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah. Good evening, fellas. Long
up,
time no hear. I can't call it. I just got on here to ask you, how was that cookie?
You don't eat the cookie until this year. Well, I don't eat it. That's Phil eat it. That's the deal. That's his game. That's his car. He eat the cookie. It's between him and Jason. So he got to eat the cookie in front of Jason. That was part of his tip. Not me. I ain't eat no cookie. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
But who you think supposed to eat the cookie? Butch, who you think supposed to eat the cookie?
I just asked a question. I thought Long Island Joe was going to eat the cookie because the way he said last week that somebody was going to eat a cookie after the race.
Yeah. The two owners of the car was racing, so that's they actually talked ahead of time anyhow. And Jason had said, yeah, the cookie, I was going to eat that cookie. But Jason had to go out and race again. But Phil didn't forget it. But Phil said, should I do it on live? I said, no. I said, it ain't fun like that. The idea is to do it right at the track. So when Jason's there, we sit there at the table, give him that cookie, and you got to eat that whole cookie with no water, no milk. Nothing. Can't eat nothing. Soda, orange juice, anything. Got to get cookie dry.
That's like putting sand in your mouth, man. My goodness.
He got to do it. That's part of the stipulation.
Yeah, well, Joe, that's just like what Marcus and Joe. Joe had to serve Marcus on a platter. He did it right now.
Then he gonna bend his head down, want me to turn around, serve him in his house. I just sorry ass here. But look, he was my bartender, but he still owed me. Antoine supposed to serve me on a platter, but he don't want to do the right thing. He want to serve me a damn cheeseburger on a platter. So I was like, I don't want that damn cheeseburger. I did it the right way. I fed him a whole meal. You know, rice, everything. You know, the meat, everything. I gave him all. But now he wanted to back up and put me into the cheeseburger. So I was like, ah. And they supposed to put a bar of soap in their mouth. So, but I had them. I'm good with
you.
You
already know they wasn't doing that.
They supposed to, man. You know, if I lost.
Yeah, back.
Wait a minute.
Back.
Wait a minute. You trying to tell me they gave James a full course oxtail meal and they gave you a cheeseburger?
They didn't even give it to me. They didn't even give it to me. They're supposed to give me the platter. He said, next time I see you, I'll give you a cheeseburger on a platter. That's what Antoine said. I said, oh, my gosh.
Damn, no pickle, no fries, no nothing.
Antoine normally cooks turkey tails and turkey wings and all that.
Hey, Joe, you ain't part of that team. You ain't no teammate.
Damn.
Hey, Butcher, you coming Saturday, Butcher?
I need to report that.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
You bring the car or just watch it?
I might just be a spectator.
You better not bring that car. I'll put Cliff on his ass. I'll put Cliff on his ass if he bring that car. You better not bring
it. He found out you're trying to stop him. You're trying to stop him.
Hey, Cliff, I got the money. Don't worry about Cliff. I'll put it up. You bring that car, I'm going to put Cliff on your ass now. Now, how about
that's the
album
I want to hear. We need more. Turn
now,
that
box.
Yeah.
But
you don't let him
talk
to you like that, man.
Butcher, bring that
car. I got to make sure my driver
going
to be
there.
I can't say nothing right now.
Damn, things is just changing.
I'm going to have to call Kevin Hunt over here. What the hell going on?
Hey, Butcher, Cliff is the people's champion. If you bring that car, I'm putting him on your ass. Now, simple as that. The people's champion.
Mm.
You promise?
Damn. It's like,
promise.
Damn.
Promise? You promise?
Yeah. You bring that car,
okay.
Put Cliff on your ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, you guys. Let me open up this next mic here, you guys. 410.
Damn, they got
five.
You.
Your
they got
open.
You in between, just smacking back and forth. Ain't that a bitch?
Good evening, good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's going on now?
Not a whole lot. Hey, Joe, you still talking about that cookie?
Yeah, we got no. He
well,
got
to
eat the
in,
cookie.
Man.
My son got to eat the
Let's
cookie.
Let's lock it in, man. Me and you. Let's lock it in, me and you, on the cookie for Cookie Monster versus Growler.
No. That's up to my son. That's my son. I ain't eating no cookie. He can eat it.
No, man,
I might
me
be,
and
I'm,
you,
I'm,
man.
I might, I'm borderline diabetic. I can't mess around.
I am too, Joe. That's all right. We'll be all right. I mean, if I see you passing that, we'll give you a little bottle of water or something other, or vice versa.
I don't even like that right quick, the growler.
Albert,
gonna
do Albert.
It
ring the bell, Pride Albert. Ding, 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 ding.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like the race, but he's going to do it anyhow, like he said.
Come on, Joe. Hey, you got the advantage on that race.
Excuse that, Joe. You said you borderline diabetic, right? But you still talking about eating banana pudding and...
Ice cream.
Hold up now. Let me just tell you something about the banana pudding now. It ain't all that sweet. Like it ain't like that now. But that damn
cookie.
You know
cookie, damn well it ain't sugar-free and ain't fat-free. You know damn well it ain't.
No, I ain't saying that. But you eat that cookie, you're going to eat pure damn sugar. That cookie is pure
sugar.
Hey,
what about
you
eat a sugar-free cookie? What about you eat a sugar-free cookie?
I ain't choking on no damn cookie, no milk, no. y'all ain't gonna choke my ass out there, looking crazy.
I need to ask this question.
I'll be up there gumming
and
everything.
What we had on that race anyway? We got a time to figure out on that.
Yeah, that was early. That was early.
Okay. What, like 4 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
Yeah. 3:34.
Let's say 4 o'clock. Okay. 4 o'clock off the trailer. We'll get together at the track and we can, you know, use Fat Albert or whatever. You know, I'm good with whatever. Your word, my word, or if you want to use Fat Albert, I'm okay with that too.
Whatever. You know, I'm good like that too. So you ain't got to worry about it.
Hey, Pop.
Well, I say good is good.
Hey, Pop. Don't
what's going on?
Hey, Pop. Don't give me the cookie because I probably eat it before it get to y'all. Don't give it to me.
Look, they bullies on me now. They trying to make me eat that cookie now that they saw what they see. I thought, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I had nothing. Like, we ain't hide nothing. It ain't no big deal. I open the hood, whatever. They see whatever they see. It's no big deal. It's nothing special. But I'm trying to get him into racing and make him go ahead and do it, you know. I want to have fun. I want to go out there.
Hey,
I don't
Joe,
want
you know what I told
you? Ho, Joe, you knew you didn't just say that.
I want to have fun for real. I do like to have fun.
You got offered all three things for $100.
Oh, hell no. Avon, wait. I'm going to tell you, I want to have fun. I ain't stupid. That's what I'm going to make sure I tell you. I ain't stupid. I ain't running no damn. You can hang what? You can hang that up, talking about giving me some shit like that. You better off running Gordo. Yeah, don't rub me.
So you mean telling me I'm crazy?
Listen, all three things. Hey, let me just let you know something. All three things ain't nowhere near enough to be doing something like that.
To the age?
You know how we look.
With Grandma? Is that with Grandma?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I ain't even going to do that shit. Hell, you good race for Avon. Shit, you good race
for
Avon.
Hey, Avon, we'll take that with Growler.
No, Growler could get head up.
No, we can't live there.
Damn.
Bully.
Damn.
That's a bully.
What? Head up.
Yeah, I know better. You don't.
I know. See? You just heard that. You just told it. I know. But we ain't better.
I told what?
I'm not going to lie to you like I told my son. I don't care. If I say, I say do, we do. That's all. Ain't nobody going to change it. So I said do it. Let's go. Hey, let's do it. So I'm not backing out. And I meant that.
You
so like
back
I said,
out,
we go
man.
Up. Listen. Don't get me wrong. Listen, and I'm just being real about it because you hear a lot of guys go out there. Somebody will say something, man, you crazy, run that, and they'll back up and get the back down up. I am going
see, that's
out.
That's what I was
going
to say. You can't go by what I say.
No, but
I don't know, bro.
I'm quite sure.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to lie to you. I know I'm the underdog, but, you know, I'm still going out there. We said go off the trailer, and I'm just going to gamble. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to gamble.
That's a good gamble, Joe. That's a very good
gamble. That ain't no damn good gamble.
Hey, Joe. Listen,
little Joe. Ain't no good gamble. You see, I ain't thinking about that damn cookie, so y'all can hang that shit up.
That's like, I'm about to get in the pool. It's only 3 feet. He said, nah, that 7 feet is a good gamble. 7 feet is a good gamble.
Hell,
it's a good gamble.
Hey, I'm surprised you got him out there.
Look, you better.
No, here's the deal, though. Avon, here's the deal. Now, you forgot. See, Joe forgot that we ran him with Little Wonder. So, you know what I mean? I know where Little Wonder
right.
at. I don't know where Growler at, but I got an idea. It's going to be a good race.
Right.
But Little Joe can't go to sleep. If he go to sleep now, it's going to be over.
Yeah, if he goes
to sleep,
it's night-night.
Yeah, it's night-night.
Oh, man,
it's if
night-night.
He do his
it's
job,
night-night.
It's going to be a very good race.
We got to probe and pray that something happens over there that y'all
not
tired. That's what we got to hope in the summer.
Is it quarter mile, 8 mile, Joe?
No, it was 8 mile.
Oh, well, you got a good shot.
Yeah, right.
Very good shot.
I thought it was quarter mile.
Nah, that's
eight
just
miles.
Like playing.
It's 8 mile.
Avon, you got a good shot of winning Lotto tonight.
All right, I better go play it then.
Yeah, you got a good shot.
I didn't personally like the race, but my brother said, he said, fuck it. He said, you know what? It's gambling money.
Wait, Pop. Hold up, Pop. Hold it. He didn't say that. We were standing over there, the thing, and we had put the car up on the trailer. He had just hit the front end on it. He said, who, that? Hell yeah, he got it. Tell him what he said now. Take it off now. Let me give it to him now.
Hey, Joe.
Like,
here's the deal, though.
Damn.
He don't be around this stuff like we be around. You know what I mean? He don't know what's going on.
Hey, that's why I said I wanted to add on.
I wanted to add on all three things. That's what I wanted to do.
Hey,
that's
you should have waited a little later on. Hey, Joe, you should have waited till a little later on it came to us. You probably would have got it because by that time I was deep in the Bud Ice and they had closed the lanes up and he fell in that mason jar, boy. You could have got something then.
Yeah. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's no lie. Phil said, you sure you want to? I said, listen, we doing it. And that's what, I mean, listen, it's a gamble. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. It's a gamble. I wish that we were running better, but it is what it is. What we got is what we got, and that's it. But
hey,
I'm not going to turn around and stop somebody.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take Growler and beat you. We're going to beat Cookie Monster. And then we're going to take Cookie Monster, and we're going to drive it and put little Joe in Growler, and then we're going to turn around and beat Growler with Cookie Monster.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
I'll make a bet on that. Now you don't want to bet that. You don't want to bet that. You don't want to bet that. I'll bet that all day long.
Oh, no.
You do not want to do that one. Nah, I know you're lying.
Hey, Long Island.
I know you lied on that one.
Long Island Jump.
That's a rough one.
Long Island Jump.
Oh, and let me just tell
Long
you, because I already know, I know the word don't went out, and they went up there saying something that I got a new car and all of this junk was at the shop down there. It's not my car. That's my son's car. That's my older son's car. So everybody that went back there, because they scheming and looking and thinking of somebody, Joe done got a new car. No, it's Joe Gray, as Junior. He's the third. It's his car, not my car. That is his car. So it's my car.
Some came across my desk, guys. Avon.
Yeah.
Came across my desk. Bigfoot looking for Try Me Off the Trail on the 6th. Blue Magic looking for Monster. And Blue Magic looking for your boys. Wait a minute. Blue Magic looking for Cookie Monster and Man's Malibu.
Well, this is the problem. Blue Magic is getting the nitrous, but if Blue Magic take the nitrous off, I will run Blue Magic now. So they can take that one back. I will try it. Motor to motor, we will try it.
Okay, so I guess the memo was sent. Okay, so that was the memo, Jerry.
That's a memo you can send back to them now. If Blue Magic take the nitrous off of it and they run motor to motor, I will try that. And I will go. I will pay the other one just to go to run that first off the trailer.
What say you, Avon? What say you, Avon?
Avon already got an off-the-trailer read. Not interested.
Okay.
But I heard Gordo looking for both of them. I hear chirps. A lot of chirping going on. Blue Magic.
I'm not good at this shit, but Charlie Brown looking for ODB and Bam Bam on the 6th. It's too much shit coming through my desk, man. I ain't never been secretary, but I guess today I got hired, and I'm getting paid $50.
Hold on. How about this here? I'm going to give you one better than that. I'm going to go far as this here one. Blue Magic can get the back tie. Bigfoot can get the back tie from Toledo. I have that there. Small block.
Damn.
Okay, memo sent.
Wait. You going to get them
back
higher.
They can lock in that tonight.
That's rough.
They can lock that in tonight.
Hey, who's Toledo, that little turbo car? Toretto? Toretto?
That little tiny car. Toledo, yep. The one he used to run on the street before?
Toretto. Yeah, Toretto was a small block turbo. Fuck it, Joe. We'll take the heads up clear with Bigfoot. We'll try him.
No, I'm going to get in the back tire. We're going to get in the back tire, right? I'm going to lock that
in. With
hold
the back
on.
Tire, man. Bigfoot too heavy for that.
Come on now.
I mean, you just I'm trying to make a race.
Fat Albert, take over. I'm going to call my man up right now, and I might lock that in anyhow. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm going to call him up so you can take over. Hold on.
Fat Albert, man. How you been, man?
I'm hanging, man. I'm dealing with a little situation with my man, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I know that.
Fat Albert, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Derek? I'm just hanging in there, bro.
You still
what's up,
Bob? What's happening?
Say what now?
Yeah, I was asking Fat Albert, that's still mud ducking.
No, man. You know, they done took me out of driving for a minute, Derek.
Okay, I didn't know them. I didn't know. I'll talk to you tomorrow on that.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm going to go on mute because I'm riding the car and the kids got the music on. Don't go on mute.
Hey, Vaughn, you gonna have Grandma and Try Me there, sir? You having both of them now?
That is the plan, but we ain't getting them locked yet, so.
Oh, okay.
But, Who you locked in with Try Me? Buck, Weeby, and that's Chevelle. Oh, okay. And I think it's a Turbo Mustang, too. Ooh-wee, you going out with a Turbo Mustang? Yeah. Hey, who's the – I know Fat Albert and Avon. Who the other guy spoke to me a while ago?
I don't really get on here like that. I can't catch a voice.
Betty Woods.
Who was that?
Betty Woods.
Okay, hey, Butchie, how you doing, man?
Hey, Derek, did you hear what I told Butchie? If he bring his car, I'm going to put Cliff on his ass.
I heard that. Hey,
yeah.
Don't let him put you in the corner like that.
Yeah, if he bring that car to Butchie, dead. Look, you remember happened last time when me and Kill was counting the money on the car? We were counting the money on the trunk, matter of fact.
Up on counter this time,
bring
I bet
car,
you that. Up on counter this time, that's for sure.
He found out. I'm riding with Cliffy on every race besides A-Ball. I'm riding with Cliffy. Cliffy, man, Cliffy. Ooh, I'm trying to tell you, man. Cliffy like Stella. Goddamn, he got his groove back.
He got a groove back.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said, if Butchie bring that car in that crash, I'm going to say, oh, Cliff, we going to his ass. What's the available slot we got? We're going to find a slot for him.
If we get something locked, we might be bringing the Malibu, too.
Oh, okay.
What Cliffy want to
do? Y'all should have been
you there?
Cliffy's from the Malibu.
Hey, Von.
Who you calling for, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm calling for Pop. I want to know how much they want to do it for and what time they want to go at.
All right, let me call my peoples, make sure. Well, I know it. We can go. Is he got anything off the trailer?
I think he's got one off the trailer.
All right.
What kind of gate open, Joe?
I'm freaking 5 on 1500 or 2500 is gonna be about probably what the race gonna be. But let me call my man. Let me call my people and make sure I'm on board. Make sure I ain't stepped out of line. But we don't give. Hey, hell with Toretto. I'm sick of him.
You what? Why did you
said,
did make
sick
that
of him.
Decision?
All right, hold on, Joe. I'll be right back.
Said, I'm sick
right
of him. Goddamn.
Okay. All right, I'm waiting for the key or Cook.
I'll bring the Malibu if Cookie Monster want to do something. Or Cliffy. Or Lock.
You hear that, Joe?
I must have heard something. I mean, I didn't hear something. What was that for? What?
That's James. That's James with the Malibu.
With the Malibu.
Yeah, that's all James is, with a Malibu. That's all he is, with a Malibu.
Oh, no. Damn.
Hey, Joe.
I love that brother.
Damn.
I love that brother. Yes, sir. Hey, can we make him eat the cookie when I put it up in him?
Joe's still on here?
No, but I'll try him. If y'all want to lock it, I'll bring it in. I'll bring it down
here. Yeah, he's on here.
Hold up. Go ahead, Doc.
Hey, Joe.
Cookie's seen the car.
What, the Malibu? I seen the Malibu. You talking about the white one?
That white Malibu. You know, we had talked already. So they,
I saw. You know, yeah.
I had to let you lick your wounds. And then, you know.
Damn.
Keep talking, man. We got your 8 o'clock.
No, you know, we always say we just do something, you know. And I'll be happy, you know. You coming down, I go down there. I wasn't going to bring it, but I'll bring it.
Hey, Fat Albert, where'd Joe go?
Maybe he clicked over, I guess. Joe. Yeah, he done clicked over.
Okay.
And if I bring it, I may as well run Joe, too. Now, I run motor. I'm a motor car, and I go 8 miles.
Hey, Avon.
Yeah.
What you want to do with the motor car?
For what?
Big green growler.
We need
red rock.
What you need?
Mess with growl.
Why you saying red rock, man? We need a spot. What do you want to do?
What you need?
Everything.
For gamble money?
I told you that trick back then.
No, I said gamble money. I mean, basically, I'm saying your pot. I mean, he coming there, and he's not trying to run one race, and I already know he's not going to get a whole lot of eye. He can't really step out of his league with that motor car and mess with them nitrous cars.
I mean, if you're gonna be there, you know, we'll figure something out or whatever the case may be. But here's the only step I want to put in. You can't do no smoking.
I'm gonna do all my smoking before I come. Yeah. I'm gonna do all my smoking before I get there.
Hey James, boy, that thing was getting down through there, boy. But Lord knows you killed all the. We ain't had to worry about the bugs down there, Mar.
That's
no bugs,
it. I ain't
want
to have no skeeters down there. I took care of the whole no skeeters.
I appreciate it.
I need to thank me.
I just said I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, much as
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
I'm
part of my
good,
man. Look good out there the weekend, man.
Hey Pop, when you decide what you're gonna do, I'll put y'all on the back line or whatever, and lock in whatever
hey,
you want. Uh huh.
They told me, they said Pop, set your ass down. They made an executive decision on my ass. Told me I ain't got no right to lock nothing in. Quick crowd. They told me, so you know,
oh,
you
gonna
drink yourself?
They said
set
out.
Your ass down somewhere.
Come on. Oh man, okay.
So that's it, Joe.
God.
That's on me, man. I stepped out of my lane. Hey,
all right, okay, no problem. Ain't no big deal. Just having some fun with it. Having some
hey,
fun.
Blame it on Avon. Avon's the cause of that.
Oh man, damn! I thought for sure.
No, I'm not, Pop. You did it. Y'all did it to yourself when y'all was kept picking on me.
I did it, Avon. It wasn't their fault. I took that race. That's water under the bridge. Boy, they never let me live it down either. They never let me live that one down.
That's the current of it.
And then the
man, that was
James
a year,
Green,
that was
okay
a year that. 2 ago, man. That was a year
know,
2 ago.
I know, man. They ain't never forget it.
Get out of here. Damn.
Hey,
oh,
Avon,
oh,
I might
hold on a second.
With,
you got
I might get some 8-ball, though.
Do what?
Open up Sammy Mike. Hold
we'll
on.
Take all three from Try Me, give you a chance to get your race back.
8-ball? We might do something on that. Let me see what's on my plate.
Okay. You know, we easy to get, you know me, I'm easy to get along with.
Yep.
Hold on a second,
I'll
you guys.
I'll
open
what's
up
on my
Mike.
Plate.
Let's look for Sammy Mike. Oh, there we are. 347-5810. Your mic is open.
Man, Pops, you doing an Antoine right now?
I'm never. Sammy, go ahead and say what you got to say, Sammy. I'm never gonna do an Antoine.
You're doing an Antoine right now. Trying to lock on races, but you did a little smarter. You did a little smarter. You called the boss.
I called the boss. Mm. Yeah, I didn't just fall out there. I mean, you know, I had to call the people. I had to call the ones that can make that executive decision. And look, all of them was against me. They ruled my ass all the way. 5-6-1.
Damn.
Damn.
They done packed your
set. They said, don't fall for Jill with his slick, curly, Jerry Curl heaven ass. I'm telling you what they said, Joe. I ain't no icebox.
Damn.
It's only
what's
a little
up,
street car. The man still got plates on and everything.
Yeah, I know. Right I got plates on my damn bracket car, too. But it ain't no street car. It can go on the street, but I got plates
on
it, too.
But you could talk for Growler?
I'm not messing with you, Sammy. I'm back on mute.
Yeah. I got a little motor car.
Bye, Sammy. I told you I'm not Antoine, Sammy. Don't do that.
It's on 28. There's no big time.
I know.
I give up.
Is it gonna be? Is it Sammy? Is it
damn
gonna be
it.
There?
Damn it, Sammy.
If you want me to drive it, I'll drive it too.
You're driving from New York.
I said I'll drive it. I'll suit up and I'll get in it. I'll strap in and I'll cut your ass.
Damn. What kind of car is it, Sammy? Send me a picture of it, Sammy.
It's a Mustang. Hold up.
Damn, Sammy ain't drove in 10 years. I take that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hey, Sam, hey, just hey, fat out, but I ain't drove in 10 years either. And I ain't going to take that.
So that sounds like
Fat Albert.
No, fat Albert. Exact fat Albert. It's been about 13, 14 years I didn't get behind the wheel.
Fat Albert.
Hey, my phone ain't went bring
yeah,
yet.
Bring.
Got a question. Being you said
yeah,
you
on.
Had the money, how much are you talking about running for?
Well, whatever, it ain't got to be a lot. Just whatever, comfortable with you.
Okay.
All right.
Now, wait a minute, Butcher. You came on here like that there. Now, what was your intentions if he turned around and throws a dollar bill at you? Dude, you was going to jump on him then?
I'm not sure, but I just asked you. That's
huh?
the question, Joe.
Hey,
Joe,
that's the question.
That question. Come on now. If say
Yo.
He would have threw at you $1,000, you would have said, okay, bet.
Now, I'm not going to say anything, man. I got to make sure my driver going to be around Saturday because, you know, he drive truck now. So it's like I got to make sure he's going to be around. I'm going to take a gamble.
Okay.
I ain't scared to lose. It is what it is.
Man, I know you're not Butcher. I know, but if you bring that car through that line, I know one thing. You say you got to race.
God
I know.
Damn. I was on
elbow
your
ass. Just like Elbow, just like Elbow punked you down the first time, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I heard you say
mm-hmm.
something earlier, too, Joe.
Think about it.
You said you,
one thing about it.
Joe.
Pop off from point A to point B, he going to have two elbows.
You said something earlier. You said King Nate is coming?
Huh? Who's coming?
You said King Nate is coming?
He should be coming.
Yeah, tell us that. It's not a show. It's not a show. Show car. I think it's a racer.
He
man.
But,
no show car.
He better
oh,
not
no,
bring
Shigabri.
He brings
Shigabri. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He if everything work out, he gonna be he looking for money right off the bat. He looking for the run. He said.
If he brings Shigabri, I'm putting Dean on his ass.
Huh?
Oh.
If he brings Shigabri, I'm putting Dean on his
ass. For it? Can you talk for it?
Hey, I can make the phone call and get it
on
freeway
hold
right
on.
Now.
Pop,
I know. I'm just
pop.
Asking. Can you talk for
you
it?
Said,
I might have to make y'all
pop,
walk in
yeah.
in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Pop,
yeah.
you said if he
yeah.
if King Nate comes with that Malibu, Bigfoot will go across
I
his
said,
ass.
I said,
you better
Shigabri,
stop that shit,
Pat Albert. Because
they're gonna kick talking. You. They're gonna kick your ass. The committee is gonna kick your ass
Albert,
and kick you off the
Okay, I got to go. Hold on. I'm gonna call you right back in a second. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep it on. I'm gonna go get him on this. I'm gonna get him on this line.
Okay, Pop. Shigabri still waiting on a heartbeat. I'm just still waiting on that. So that's a no.
Let me call Mr. James Turner on the line.
I ain't got no motor. I'm still waiting on my motor.
all right.
I thought it was a flywheel.
Oh,
that was
shit.
Stone Cold, Sammy. Oh, that was Stone Cold. No. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm taking odds. Who's betting me? I'm taking odds.
But I tell you one thing, if Jarrell is on here, he give us the back tie, we'll try our Stone Cold with that goddamn pro mod he drive.
Well, I ain't got no picture yet, Sammy.
What picture?
You supposed to be sending me a picture of the motor car, man.
Shit, it's been around. I owned that car for about 8 years.
Sammy.
The same car I raced Shakedown with.
I don't remember that car, Sammy. You ran Shakedown racing with the green Camaro?
Yes.
Who won?
I got my ass whipped.
And we got fucked up by the same car you got fucked up by.
Both of y'all.
They got the shit out of me.
Damn it. Hey, Sam, I got to walk on eggshells with you, man, because you slick.
Oh, my God.
What's that word, Sammy? What's the word? What's that word? They like. What is it, Sammy? You say it.
What, they call me shady?
No. Dang, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You put them in the trick bag.
You want me to tell them trick bag? No. Fat Albert, get it right, Fat Albert. I did not catch Antoine in a trick bag. He caught himself in his own trick bag. That one was not my
my fault. That one was not my fault. And we could get 8-Ball on here, and he'll tell you he caught himself on his own trick bag. It wasn't me. Matter of fact, Pops, you were on the phone with 8-Ball. What he said?
Yeah, he tricked himself.
I didn't do it.
He made it.
I put the picture up of the car and everything, and he still tricked himself.
Sammy didn't even have put no bait on the hook. And I'd be damn, Antoine didn't go out there and hook himself like a motherfucking, like a crocus.
I didn't even throw the hook on the water yet.
Hey, we're going to get that back, though. Antoine been off his meds here lately. We're going to get that back.
I'll be waiting.
Destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the
first. The hell is that?
IRS has ever offered.
Oh, sorry about that.
You could save thousands.
Come on, do any taxes early.
I think Joe's calling Nate. Joe, what Nate heard that we're looking for him and he ain't coming on. He's just getting commercials to put on. Pops.
Hey, Butchie, you driving tonight?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll hit you late on tonight.
Yep.
What up, Sammy?
Pops, I need to get you.
Catch me at the track Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, I mean Saturday.
I'll be on the road home on Sunday.
Saturday, sir.
All right, I'll catch
you. Which one catch me a boat?
Shit. I might have to catch you on foot.
No, you ain't. I am not running. I'm not foot racing nobody ever again.
Come on.
I'm done.
I'll race you with a pack of cigarettes
in
my mouth.
No. Mm-mm. I'll just bring you a pack of cigarettes, man. How about that? I don't want to smoke.
Damn. I want to take $20 from you.
You can. Who you like in the 484 shootout? You can take $20 from me.
The 484 shootout?
Yeah.
I like JC.
All right, I like Dino. So I think they got each other first round, so me and you can bet 20 on that.
Okay. I like Clashes Cake.
Brian.
We're going the same way on that one. That's who I got.
No, I'm going first round each. I like Brian Epps.
Bet 20.
Bet. I like Clashes Play against that top crotch.
I went with Cassius Clay on the first round. So
now that one is off the table. So I'll take Brian Epps.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's
okay.
A lot.
So we got.
Hey, he's gonna be coming on in a few minutes. Nate'll be on in a few minutes. He just had to take care of something, but he's gonna come on.
Yeah, tell him no car show. Matter of fact, I have seen no
glasses. He's gonna try that.
I like Jeff against Luminati.
I ain't gonna mess with that race.
You ain't messing with it.
Nah, I ain't gonna mess with that one.
Why?
I'm just going to watch that race. Man, I don't know. I don't know which way to go on that one. Hell with it. Somebody want to watch $20. I ride with Illuminati.
All right, I'll take that. I'll take Jeff.
All right.
$20.
We locked, Sammy.
All right.
Betting on the wind light, right?
Huh? No, the way the race is locked in.
All right, that's a bet. That's a bet.
It's 1-1, y'all know.
Yeah, it's 1-1.
It's 1-1. Oh, man,
I'm
like you would take one
in.
Away from already.
Hey, hold up. What I missed,
but
Bob?
Guess
what you bet?
Jeff is going to turn on
what
the wind light
Bob?
Anyway.
Yeah,
He bet on Illuminati versus Jeff.
What about what else he bet?
What else he bet? He bet Bigfoot against
Sammy.
He like
cannibal.
He
like
Bigfoot against
Sammy. He likes cannibal over Epps.
I take Epps. And I take Jeff.
Oh, shoot.
I take both Jeffs. Jeff against Illuminati and Jeff Cassius Clay. Pop, we doing our bet?
No, sir. You know, hey, man, Sammy beat you to it. You should have spoke up first.
Man, we always blocking at the track anyway. I'll get you when you start drinking. Now.
That's all you got to do. Get me at the track. You know how we do.
Avon.
Avon. Hey, hold on. You guys got to make sure I open up another mic. Hold on. Damn. 347-4186. Your mic is open. Three 347-4186. Your mic is open. All right, click that one out.
Avon, who you like? Me and you and Pops on foot.
There you go.
You
Hello?
And Pops on foot.
Yeah, that's me, James. I'm just listening. So thanks for calling.
No problem. No problem. You're welcome.
I'm back on mute.
Okay. Wait. Who are you going to, Sammy, who are you going to run on feet?
Pop.
Not me. You
Ooh.
My running day's over with.
Pop, you better take
Sammy,
that easy, man.
Sammy smokes a pack of cigarettes in an hour, and you ain't going to try them?
Hey, I don't want it. Nope.
I told him I put a pack of lit cigarettes in my mouth.
No, sir. Last time I raced on foot, I pulled a groin muscle and two hamstrings. No, I'm not racing no more.
Oh, he did an EP in Englishtown when he blew tires off when I raced him.
But
EP had tire shakes.
You ain't but 50 years old, shoot.
Joe, I'm old now, Joe.
Pop, I'll tell you right now, Pop's younger than me.
Shit, I'm older than you, Sammy.
Huh?
I got you. Hey, Sam, I got you by, you 48, man. Sit down somewhere. You
I'm 58.
Well, like,
I'm 58.
You ain't no 58, Sammy. Stop it, man.
I got all y'all.
I smoke four packs of cigarettes, so I'm 90, really.
How old are you, Joe?
61.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
You got young kids, Joe.
Huh?
You got your
ain't that young.
League, man.
As a matter of fact,
how
Pop,
little Joe?
I put Billy to run your ass. You heard? Pop. I put Billy to run
Sammy,
race you on foot. I'll put Billy to race you on
no.
foot.
No. No. So,
come on, he's 68 years old.
Nope.
Damn. Fat Albert, you hear this shit, Fat Albert?
Sammy, you being a bully again.
I hear it, Sam. I hear
Rock.
How old Billy?
Hey,
I'm pulling Billy, a 68-year-old. He's 68.
So?
Hey, I tell you
how old he is.
You know what?
He might run a marathon.
You know what? Nah, it'll piss me off now. Sammy, on the 27th,
yeah.
I run you, Billy G, and who else? Who else won it? Old-timers like me.
I ain't running.
look.
You get that be damn.
Hit the mute button.
You tell
hey,
lying.
As a matter of fact,
Avon, I need 30 days to trade
too. I have Goldie race you on the 27th too.
You have who?
You got what?
Goldo, Pro Stock.
To race who?
Nah.
Pops.
I got a son his age. I'll let him run though.
Yeah.
But I'm not racing him.
Oh no!
But look, hey Sammy, I run you on the 27th of Maple
right.
Grove. Meet you and Billy G. Hey, give me 30 Lock. Days to get loose.
Lock.
We're running 100 yards, both races.
Nah, we're going
for your,
we're going
for y'all
the
amount.
We're going for the 1320.
Nah. No, I'm not doing all that. See, if you do, you're gonna need an ambulance down there to pick my ass up.
Be throwing rods out.
I think I'll fall out at the 100-foot mark, but that's all right.
I'm back on mute on that. Yeah, Sammy talking crazy now. Bye, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
We go, Pops. I'm not done with you yet. Pops, I'm not done with you yet. Me and you didn't finish with Growler yet.
Somebody going to need a hot stone treatment after this shit.
Yeah, shit. Epidural.
You ain't lying. Oh,
you got to get an epidural. Open up this next mic. 301-6209. Your mic is open. 301-6209. Your mic is open. Is that Mark Jones? Well, I'll keep his mic open if that's him. Let me make sure I open up this next mic. 845. Let's see what the heck is this. 0695. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island? What's going on, guys?
What's going on? How's everything now?
What's going on, good old cowboy?
Everything is good. Everything is good. I think the car that you was talking about earlier was the RX-7, the black RX-7 that raced Copperhead.
Yep, that's Kyle. He's coming.
Yeah,
he's locked in. He's
RX-7.
Locked in with three races. We got one that he's got three races. He got six, eight, and I think it's 9:30. I think it is.
Yeah,
who are you locked in with?
He got one race he's locked in with. Let me see. What's his name? I know the first race is, what's that, Buck with the 70 Camaro Turbo. The second race, he'll be running Holy Ghost. The third race, I'm not sure who that one is. And I guess he would have made it at 11 o'clock. He'd have ran the Badmouth crew on the fourth race if we had did it.
What, hold on. Wait, you talking about Toretto?
Yep.
Oh, that's who you're talking about? Oh, okay.
Yep.
He's listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Yeah, I gave him a new name.
What'd you give him?
Penis Head.
Oh, damn.
Who that name, Joe? Who he call that, Joe?
I ain't gonna repeat that one. That's wrong.
Who you call Peter?
Right.
Sammy.
He's called Derek Wonka Senior.
Sammy. Hey, Sammy. Pops. Yeah. I don't get down like the Bad Mouth crew now. We keep it jazzy. We gonna keep it jazzy, all right?
Okay, I'll keep you Pops, but you know who I call Penis Head.
Hey, I got a text. Somebody asked me, is Zeus locked in with anybody? That's what I got a text.
Man, Zeus ain't running nobody, man. Zeus scared to death, man. I don't know why y'all even mentioned Zeus' name.
No. Zeus, I didn't mention somebody just gave me a text, and they said, is Zeus locked in with anybody? So I just wanted to make sure.
Who texted you that?
Hey, Joe, those cars that you
it's
named that Toretto was running, we don't want no smoke with Toretto. We don't want no smoke with Toretto, not with Bigfoot.
Yo.
Them cars you named that he's running, no, we don't want no smoke. Red Rock.
Why? Stop. Stop, Pop, stop.
Sammy.
You sound scared. Stop.
Welcome to the Grudge Show. The Grudge Show.
How Fred Willie says it.
A receipt for what?
If you're scared.
Order for Jamie
go
T.
Get, go
online
to
order. They didn't give us one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Said, do I want it?
I get
it. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take a receipt. I thought you asked me that I had one.
Oh, so you take the race? Long Island, you just heard it. Pop said he'll take the race. Is
yeah,
it a lot,
I heard something. Say take something.
He'll take it, he said.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I said, I'll 8 o'clock.
I just heard him. He said 8 o'clock. He'll take the race. Heads up.
If he gives Fat Albert five in the break, I'll go. I'm gonna make Fat Albert go out there now. Hit the down. Fat Albert, we ready, right?
Yeah, right, Joe.
Come on, Fat Albert. If he gives you five in the break, we going out there, Fat Albert.
Man, he gonna give me five in a break to the 60-foot, and I couldn't do that.
Hey, we gotta put the cookie in the deal. Joe, me and you going to eat the cookie, whoever loses.
No, no, no. Like I told you, I ain't messing with that cookie. You're going to have me choking. I ain't messing with that shit. You got to be good for that.
What cookie? What cookie? What cookie?
You know what? You ever see one of them big-ass cookies they have at the damn bakery? Big chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
Man, you got to eat the cookie when you lose. You got to eat the cookie. Loser, you got to eat that cookie. No milk, no kind of beverage, nothing. You gotta drink it dry. You just eat it high. That's how you gotta eat it.
I eat that motherfucker. How much you give me, Pops?
What you say? You eat that big cookie?
I eat that big cookie.
No milk, no water, no nothing. Fat
Albert.
I don't drink milk.
Yeah. No kind of fluid.
My wife makes
no
me
fluid.
That.
Just give me a cigarette. That's it. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Joe. You better go look. My wife just made me something. You better look. I just sent it to you.
Oh, shoot. Come on now. Let me see.
Avon, I'm getting some banana. I'm getting some banana pudding.
Yes,
oh,
Sammy.
Damn.
We made a deal, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
She made that? No,
yeah.
She didn't make that.
Yeah.
No,
what'd you
no,
make? What'd you make?
I sent it to you.
I
am the butter crunch. Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm up there got the show. I'm going to mess around and have me and make me a little banana pudding before I'm on the show. Hey, right.
Damn.
God,
hey, Joe. So you get anybody locked in or what? What's the deal? What's going on?
Huh?
I said you.
Well, hold on,
get
hold
anybody
on.
Locked
hold
in
up, hold. Oh, we gonna get something locked in right now. Hold on, cause I got somebody. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's the deal, yo?
Oh, they want to know if you're going to lock in.
Well, who? Who am I locking in with?
They say anybody. They don't believe you're going to lock in.
Come on, Joe.
I kid you not. I'm Dominique for real. They over there talking. Y'all hear this on here now.
Oh.
Go ahead. Say what y'all was saying before. Who you want? Just tell who you want.
It doesn't matter. Somebody said like me, we gambling.
Oh, that's Zeus. What's up, Zeus?
What's up? What's up? What is Avon?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, no.
I wasn't on. Catch me up. I'm at my son's birthday party.
Zeus.
Catch me up.
What up, Zeus?
What's up?
Oh,
what's
now
up,
everybody going to say, what's up, Zeus? For the first time, said he ain't going to run nobody. Come on now.
Hey, Zeus, you got the back tire from Bigfoot, man. Fuck it. Off the trailer. Let's get it. 4 o'clock.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going off the trailer. So
he ain't
got to
be off the trailer. He ain't got to be off the trailer.
All right,
when
the sun go down, we can lock it in anytime. Anytime let the sun go down, lock it in, lock. Who I send the money
to? 5
o'clock. What are you doing it for?
You said 5 o'clock?
When the sun go down. When the sun go down.
Man, we're not
going
on that, man. Either you're trying
Pop,
to race or not. Yeah, that's Pop.
Pop.
What's happening?
Keep it 100, Pop. I send you the bread. You know that. I sent to you right now.
I know.
We
listen,
have to,
listen,
when the
I know you ain't
down,
got no bread.
Huh?
I know you ain't got no money. You ain't got no problem with the money, but if you got to wait till all that.
No,
man,
no, I'm just saying. Let's get an easy lock-in. Let's get an easy lock-in, man, so I get off the phone to join my son's birthday party. Listen. Easy lock in. Bigfoot, he's going to give me the back tie. When the sun go down, lock it in. 2500 lock the pot in. I'll send you the bread. I'll send you the bread right now.
Hey, if you gotta wait till the sun go down, it's heads up. 2500 whole pot lock. Let's do it.
Nah, I ain't waiting till the sun. What's the difference? I gotta wait till the sun go down. That's what I'm doing. I won't be there early. I'm trying to sneak there. I won't get there till late.
All right, well, see me when you get there then.
Nah. Lock that shit in the night. Fuck that. Lock that shit in the night.
Oh,
that
sound a little shaky. It sound a little shaky here now.
Hey, the shaky part is shaky. Hey, I'm trying to get a man a gift, man. I told him, you know, I
no,
first
you
set
can't
off
give
the
gift.
Said,
listen,
no, hold on.
Listen.
Hey, man. Let's just have a good week, man.
Hey,
5 o'clock.
Hey,
let's do it.
Pop.
Yeah,
listen. Listen, it's a young boy birthday party today. I'm trying to enjoy it with the bulls here. If you want to lock
ahead.
Me in,
hey.
Lock the whole pot, 2500. When as soon as the sun go down, we lock it. How many races y'all
got? Yeah, we got. I don't even know, man. He got times on his other races, but 5 o'clock. Just put
what
a 5 o'clock.
What times is the race?
I don't
what
know, man. But I'll pull rank on him. 5 o'clock for you.
I know. No, I ain't going. I ain't going
huh?
to 5 o'clock. That's too late. No.
All right, well, go ahead and enjoy your. Go ahead and enjoy your son's party, man.
Hey, Joe, great. If somebody talk gangster again, kick me on the back line.
Okay, you got it. You got it. No problem.
All right.
Oh, man, I thought for sure we were going to get a lock there. Oh, man. Hold on one second. Uh-oh.
Hey, Joe.
I got another.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe, come on, man. Where do these races come from, man?
I don't know what y'all had going on.
I don't know what you're talking about, Pops. Shit. The man was going to send you the money. I don't know,
yeah,
Pops.
Yeah, somebody. I don't know.
Pops, I don't know, Pops.
What up? What's going on?
The phone started shaking.
We just come in here and got him something to eat.
Your service
757-5956. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on now?
How everybody doing?
Yeah, hanging in there. Are you going to be ready?
I'm pushing it.
Okay. All right.
Avon, expected BP, first race.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's Weeby? What's
yeah,
up, Weeby?
What's
I'm not
up,
taking
Avon?
His DP. I'm not taking his DP. I'm going to make him race. Fuck that. We racing.
Mm.
Wow.
If I had to take the turbo off, we going to race.
Now you lying. Go ahead and race him. We see put that part of the step.
Nah, he, I believe he'll do it. He ain't going to do that.
He ain't going to pull that turbo off. Don't believe that.
I'll hook the pipe.
I know you unhooked the pipe, but you won't pull that turbo off.
No, that's too much work.
He better not pull it off. He better not pull it off.
Avon, run him on the wastegate. Run him on the wastegate. Run him on the wastegate, Avon.
I'll run him on the wastegate. I'll do that.
There you go. That's a good race.
You might got me still.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, man.
Avon and Pop being bullies over here. You see how they doing? They being bullies.
Nah, I ain't being no bully.
They being bullies.
Hey, Weeby, just listen. If the juice ain't gonna be ready, let me know. Bring that goddamn Nova, and then we can arrange a different race. But it's gonna be first pair down the track like normal, and you give me a spot, and I'll try that Nova.
All right, we can do that. If the juice ain't ready, I give you the clear.
Nope. Hell no. You fucking crazy. Clear your ass.
Hold up. Avon, you're talking about Weezy.
What?
Give him a spot with that Nova.
No, my ass. You ain't see what I saw yesterday.
That motherfucker.
The other day. You crazy?
Weezy look good.
Hey, you know, Weezy can't repeat if he had to. If his life depends.
Hey, guess what? I ain't taking that chance, neither. I'm trying to tell Nova, man.
I can't drive it. If I put somebody else in there to drive it, can we still do it if I give you something?
Well,
No, you driving. You driving and I'm driving.
We be.
Hey, Weeby, think about it.
I'm saying you got the back tire, Weeby, with Bigfoot off the trailer.
Listen.
Okay. I got my A-ball off the trailer.
That's a lie.
You take that Nova. Take that Nova and run Pops off the trailer with Bigfoot.
How you going to take Nova and me and him locked in first?
I got to run Avon first.
Thank you.
Avon.
And the loser got to eat a whole watermelon.
Hey, Sammy, sit your mouth
down,
Sammy.
No,
sir.
I want to get popped in trouble. Leave me alone.
Hey, Joe. Let me tell you something, Joe. My grandfather used to sell watermelon, man. I don't eat it no more. I had watermelon. I don't never want another watermelon.
Hey, Avon, you like me, man. I remember back when we used to work in the fields and shit, man. You had to bust them open and eat them, man. I was sick of watermelon, man. I eat it every now and then, man, but I don't want a whole lot of watermelon, man. I ate enough of that shit back in the day.
I'm telling you now, my grandfather would
be
like, hey,
that'll be
boy.
Part of the stipulation. That'll be
no,
part
my
of the stipulation.
Said, hey, boy, if you hungry, go cut a watermelon. Oh, hell no. Nope. Not no watermelon for me.
Something just came across my desk.
So look, Avon.
Pops just texted me, Avon, you got everything in drag racing with Climby versus Bigfoot.
Well, who?
With Bigfoot, you got everything. All three.
Avon, don't pay Sammy no mind, man. You know Sammy, them cigarettes, man. They be getting to his brain, man.
how about the back tire then, Avon?
Back tire what?
If the juice don't make it, I run you with my Nova G to back tire.
Weeby,
I probably shouldn't be doing that
because
I can't catch it.
You want something soft? No. Hell no.
You done beat me 2 times already.
Avon.
And you had
Avon,
problems
sound,
2 times.
Avon, you're sounding like Pops right now, Avon.
I sound like Pops.
You're sounding like Pops.
Another
right
race
now.
With a different car.
One and one.
Look, I don't want to insult Weeby, but you're talking about Weeby right now.
Hey, listen. If you saw that pass Weeby made the other day, you wouldn't be saying the same thing.
If you saw that pass, you'd be saying Mr. Weeby.
All right.
Damn right,
so
if you called him Mr. Weeby.
Look.
Hey, Weeby,
so
I want this. Give me the break and clear, and I'll try.
No, I ain't. Hell no. I give you break and clear. You put Sammy in there.
Hell no.
Hold on, Avon.
Why you feel like that?
Hey, Sammy ain't getting my goddamn car. You crazy?
It ain't got no ass for you.
God damn.
I love Sammy though.
Hey, get you a Dunkin' Donuts cup and put the ashes in it.
Man, if he ain't got no ashtray, God dog.
What's going on, Avon?
Who's that?
OJ.
Who?
Press the squeeze.
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
Mark Jones. Got all that back.
Mark Jones.
Oh,
Mark Jones.
What's up?
What you want to do?
What's up, Mark Jones? Locking head up.
Huh? I take the back tire from Littlefoot at 9:00.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
Lock the pot, the whole pot. Lock the whole pot. That way no discrepancies.
Who said that?
That's Mark Jones or Zeus?
Man,
that's
Zeus.
Zeus,
go enjoy your
Zeus.
Son's birthday party, man. I gave you an option, big dog.
I said 9:00.
No, we're not doing it. Nope. I gave you your option. You either take it or leave it.
Pop, can I catch you out there? I'm embarrassed you now.
I'm not going to argue with you. You win.
I ain't got a whole lot of fuss in me, man. Like the mother, like
Mark Jones,
man. I can type,
dude.
I can type
Mark
my
Jones.
Ass on.
Mark Jones, Littlefoot said you got the back tie off the trailer.
Hey, listen, Sammy. We is on the show. Stop fucking starting shit. I'm trying to get this man locked in.
I'm trying to get this man locked in.
Mark Jones, can I get my race back? Head up. Try me against OJ.
You're gonna get it, but it won't be the sixth. We're trying to figure out something with the car right now. we're still trying to figure this thing out. You're gonna get it though. I promise you get it.
I'm talking about for Saturday.
No, I
gave you a race. Now it's time to return. Huh?
You're going to get it, but it won't be Saturday.
Man, I promise you. Man, you can promise. The paralytic can say anything. Man, I ain't trying to hear none of that.
I got this.
We gave you your race.
That Mark Jones got 1-1 off the trailer.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I can't take all three of them right now. I thought you were trying to figure something out. I can't take nothing.
You look good to me. You look good the weekend.
I'm not.
Hey, Pop. Look,
Pop.
What's up, baby? I gave him a race with Grandma, right? He put the smack down on Grandma,
that.
Sent him back in the retirement home. Now he don't want to run, try me head up.
Listen,
on,
I couldn't
man.
Believe you took that race.
I didn't say that.
You couldn't
know
believe
why
you took that race, Avon.
Littlefoot said,
hey,
trying
you
to get
right.
1-1
Can somebody mute
trailer.
Sammy's mic? Can somebody mute Sammy's
right.
mic, please?
I knew they were gonna,
please.
I knew he was going to say that.
I got more power with Littlefoot than you do. Sit your raggedy ass in the corner.
Hey, Sammy, can you mute your mic, please?
Okay, I'm on mute right
now. Hey, Sammy, Littlefoot should have fucking took the race when I was at Del Mar, so... Ain't nothing else to talk about with that. So now,
man, listen. You're right,
Avon,
you're right. But we ain't trying to turn down, man. We trying to turn up.
Fuck Del Mar and fuck Pops.
Thank you, Sammy. Fuck Del Mar.
You're welcome.
We trying to turn up, man. We ain't trying to turn down.
Well, they shouldn't be calling nobody out there. It's simple.
Why you ain't take the race?
I'm trying to get fucking little.
I was there
to
race.
I was there to run
both of them. I was there
hey,
to race
Sam.
Both of them. You see that car that's going down the track?
You know, you know what? Zeus.
We don't want to beat
you
like that,
Avon.
We want to race you, man.
What the fuck is?
Ain't nothing
Avon,
else to
we
talk
want
about.
To race
I'm
you.
Over
we
it.
Want
I'm
to
over
race
it,
you.
Man. Man,
we want to see who goddamn it can get down through there faster, goddamn it. That's what I want to see. Fuck that pedal fast
hey,
and all that dumb shit.
You could get down any track. We can see that
evening
any time.
Evening time.
443-7807.
Your mic is open.
Is my mic open? I ask.
Your mic is open.
The Bad Muff Crew turn.
OJ, what's up,
Bad
OJ?
Bad Muff Crew. Hey, listen, the Bad Muff Crew is in the house now. Goddamn it, it's been a long time coming, but we back. Bad Muff Crew been on
oh,
the street.
Shit.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
Joker
shit.
Had our phone on the block list, but we back now.
Hey, yeah. Oh, shit. Littlefoot is on
right.
The phone. Littlefoot with the big lips
on. Avon, what you want to do, Avon? Talk to me.
I already told you I'm not
hey, talk,
interrupting.
Talk
you should have raced me when I was there.
You got listen. You got the 1-1 off the trailer, Mouse. Now get it up.
You can say, whatever you want. You can say whatever you want.
I don't
want to
hear all that. Let's,
you should have took it at. You should have took it at.
Give him everything. Give him everything.
You got everything off the trailer at 2 o'clock. Then Mouse, talk to me.
Oh shit.
Now
you heard what I said. Not interrupting.
Times two.
Sammy, set your SBA ass down, Sammy.
Hey, how can you let your fans down?
Yo,
you know I mean?
Sammy would start a bar fight in a minute.
Come on here and listen to you. You know what I mean? Like, we want to know what's up. I'm sitting here at the bar. I'm watching a penguin just lit up person.
I don't give
like
a damn
you
what
right
you
now.
Doing.
So talk to me.
I don't give
I mean,
a damn
what
you
I mean,
doing.
So what you telling
yep.
me, you saying
you can say you can say whatever you want, but
you
let your fans down when you didn't bring both of them up cars to the track.
How about that?
Crew.
Listen, how many motherfuckers
the
you?
Tracks for sale.
How many times you
the
beat me? And how many times I beat you?
Listen, and we didn't beat you more than
Beyonce.
All right,
so shut up. Ain't nothing else to talk about, son.
We didn't beat you.
Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Can we do this
without
arguing?
Exactly.
So you said Red Rock?
I ain't,
you said Red Rock, sir?
I ain't got nothing to say to you, man. You're a clown.
Why not? Who a clown?
Because when I bought that car to Del Mar, you didn't even bring the car. And I asked you, and I told you I was coming. So ain't nothing else to talk about. This ain't your way. This ain't motherfucking Burger King and have it your way.
Did you race anybody at Del Mar? Did you race anybody at Del Mar?
Because I came to you and the other mouse.
Hey,
y'all said bet 5,000. Y'all said bet 5,000. Y'all ain't show up. Man, cut up. Ain't nothing else to talk about, man.
I told you if you lie.
I'm on mute.
But you never.
I'm on mute because I ain't got nothing else to say. He's a clown.
And guess what? No, you a clown, crybaby. But listen, the man with the Malibu, he got the fucking 1-1 from Blue Magic, and he can spray that bitch till the house come down.
We're not interested.
Not entertaining.
And then Predators got the fucking head up break off the fucking branch.
Not interested.
Man,
we good.
All right, I'm
gonna move on.
Hey, Mark Jones, what's going on, baby?
I don't know. You tell
Mark
me.
Mark Jones on the phone.
I'm right here.
How you doing, sir?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
My pop texted me and said that you had a watermelon that you were trying to eat or something, or you wanted me to bring some watermelon Saturday for you. Huh? You want some watermelon Saturday, Mark Jones? Huh?
I don't know. I probably won't be a copperhead to be
got,
there.
Listen, yeah. I'll give it a copperhead. Copperhead can eat half of it, and we'll send you the other half. Now, do you want
lock-in,
son?
Man, I just told
Bring that watermelon. I ate that, bitch.
Hey, Sam, I guess goddamn Joe Gray didn't mute my mic again. Hello?
They can hear you.
What's going on? What's going on this phone? Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
Man, you told me that the man wanted some watermelon. I sent you up to a PA for delivering some sweet corn. I'm going to send you to MIR to deliver you some watermelon. But we got to deliver to Mark Jones. That's all we need to do. Mark Jones, do you want a delivery? Yes or no?
Hey, Joe. Hey, I want you to make sure that you write this down. These two guys asking for it. Try me and Bigfoot. Please write it down. So when I come to the ashes, I don't want to hear no backpedaling. I'm not doing nothing on the set, Joe. I'm going to be there, but I'm not going to do nothing on the set.
All right.
I'm trying to figure
stuff out. All right, listen. I just want Joe to write that down
That's all I want you to do.
Listen. Smokey said, write it down, take a picture. I don't give a, you know, the rest of it. But look, this is what I got to tell you. See, you can't accept a gift after it's been given to you when you wouldn't take it. So what I'm telling you now is, take it now or forever, goddammit, don't reach for it no more. So I'm offering you the 1-1 right now off the motherfucking ramps. Saturday at the motherfucking creek, we can get busy for your money. I'm going to do it for your money. That little, the Avon be running for that little $200-$300. I'll do it for that. That's how bad I want to get in your ass. Know what you want to do? Hello?
I'm going to say one more time. I don't think you can hear it. I'm going to say
I'll
one more
do
time.
We're trying
to figure out something, so it ain't going
to
happen this
out?
Week.
You fuck Avon up. What's that to figure out? That's what I want. Marcus. I mean, what's that to figure out?
Marcus.
Yeah, come on, Sammy. Sammy, what's going on,
man? Not much, but you gave me a little headache. You got to go watch that TV and watch that penguin that Gary Collins on TV right now.
Hey, Joe, you remember? Hey, Joe, you remember this right here, Joe?
Yeah, I remember.
Y'all just remember this.
If you don't take it tonight, there's no need talking about it.
Put it this way.
Can I get Bam Bam at 9 o'clock?
Bam Bam at 9 o'clock. Bam Bam got oil pressure.
Hey, listen. Pop, handle you. I don't want to talk to you. Hey, Joe,
yeah, let me handle
him.
That's
what I got to say.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah, call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow. I think we can make that happen. Yeah.
All right,
I heard
Pop. I'll call you tomorrow, Pop.
You want Bam Bam heads up?
Bam Bam head up 9 o'clock. Lock the pot.
All right, let me call me tomorrow, lunchtime, and I think I'll have that lock. Me and you, we'll figure out the money. But look, we're not going to do it for the fans now. Hold on, Sammy. Hold tight. We're not going to do it for the fans like you did, like you told Jackson.
Do it for the fans. Do it for the fans.
Nah, hey, Zeus, I'm just fucking with you, though. But call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Hey, I got another call out that I've been looking for. Hey, Joe Gray, somebody told me that you was eating cookies on the starting line. I want to know, can I deliver some more cookies to you? And Blue Magic got a bag that he want to shake on you.
If you take
what
the juice off, we can shake right away.
Oh, man, come on,
that?
Man.
Niceties. It's been a little baby motor. Everybody know it.
Joe,
ain't nothing special.
Hey, you know, you ran Jason Gray. He sprayed you.
No, he didn't. We ran motor to motor.
I ain't never seen a motor car smoke like that going down a track.
It was motor to motor.
Dave, I ain't mean to say that.
He was smoking, though, if he did. Hey.
He didn't spray. No, he took it off the film.
I
was good.
Well, listen. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that he must have had a little bit of gas in the line, and you old enough, you old school enough to goddamn check that. He must unplug that line or pairs it out, one or the other. Well, this is what I'm telling you. Blue Magic is going to keep the gas on, and you can leave out of that, and we'll go to your ass. For your money.
Nah. I got a little car that I'm bringing there with you.
I this was lock-in
that will run Blue Magic.
I thought this was a lock-in show. No,
I've unlocked you in for this car. I got a little car that's coming in there on juice that will run you for your money. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do you even better. How about I bring a motor car and I run Blue Magic heads up? Small tire, 28th on it.
Who are you talking about?
A motor car.
Yeah, a lot of motor cars faster. A lot of them. See, Blue Magic is slow, man.
But you got juice and everything. Come on, now it's like to be even racing.
You know Joe probably dropped White Lightning on your ass, man.
Nah.
I'm not going to bring White Lightning. I'm going to bring another motor car.
He must be talking about Drew.
I ain't talking about Drew. Bring a motor car and I'll try you.
Hey, look, Joe. I ain't Antoine Collins. He lock in races without goddamn getting all the brakes, all the steps, and goddamn not getting a picture of a shit, right? I ain't going out there like that. That's what I can tell you.
No. He saw a picture. He saw a picture. Get it right. He saw a picture of the car.
Okay.
The picture of the car.
Blue Magic is a little street car, man. Little street car. We only got one race. Matter of fact, we got Cliffy locked the fuck in. Now that tell you how slow it is if we got Cliffy locked in. So what we tell you is, we're willing to do something with you, and we're willing to make it fair.
You make it fair. And we out. I'll tell you right now. Take the nitrous off.
We
take it off. I'll help you take it off. And we just go out.
It came out of the factory. It came out of the factory with gas on it. It came out of the factory with gas. And guess what? They put goddamn racing fuel in the tank too when we drove it off the lot. So I mean, we can't take it off. It's permanent on.
I can help you. We got wrenches. It'll take it off.
Hey, Joe, open some of the mic. Joe, great, open some of the mic.
Hey, Joe, look, I just come on the mic because I ain't been able to get on the line, and I'm glad that I'm able to get on the line tonight. I'm glad everybody doing good and enjoying themselves. I'm going to go
now,
back.
Hold on, before you go there saying you couldn't get on the line. This was no Facebook jail, so I won't hear that. You can get on this line anytime you wanted to. I can understand you was in Facebook jail, can't get on. You
maybe,
can get on anytime you wanted to.
Well, maybe it was somebody else line that I was on, and they wasn't hitting the button when I was telling them to hit the button. I don't know.
He's got to go watch Happy Feet.
I got your partner on the line right now,
443-7200.
Your mic is open.
What's happening?
Nothing.
I'm gonna make this one statement, and I'm gonna make it sound real.
Please don't go towards the other stuff that we ain't entertaining, please.
Okay, I'm gonna say what you gotta say though.
Listen to your pitch.
All I'm gonna say is this: y'all get ready to watch somebody's asshole get blown out this weekend. Now I'm back on mute. That's all I had to say.
No report. Hey,
What are you talking about? There's a lot of asses blown out this weekend. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I just got a message. Somebody said, "Tell OJ."
Hey Joe, I thank you,
Edgewise,
to New York for your money.
Hold on, Edgewise, we're trying to get a raise. Hey, Edgewise, listen, watch this. Somebody told me, just text me and said, tell OJ 8-Ball will take the back tar in the kit at 3:30 for his lunch. Bar Jones,
back tar
in the break. At 3:30, 4 o'clock, Mark Jones got mail from 8-Ball.
Man,
don't tell me the Bad Mo Crew, goddammit. The Bad Mo Crew been in Facebook jail and goddammit, it's just coming on the show a month later and still shut it down.
I just sit here and said, I ain't doing nothing on the 6th, and he just say he won't keep running. But just remember, just keep talking.
Coupons is only good for a week, Mark Jones. You know that, right?
I don't need nothing from you, man. Nothing.
Huh?
You hear what I'm telling you?
You ain't locked me in, so you act like you don't need nothing from me. You ain't locked me in. You fucked up Avon down at the beach. I felt sorry for Avon. I said, how the hell did he end up going out there like that in front of that train? I couldn't believe it. That sounded like to me that was a fucking the best trick bag of the year. How'd you do that to him like that?
No. You're wrong. That's trick bag.
It was.
Antoine did to himself. Man, I wasn't even nowhere near the spot, man. I was working just like I was doing when the show came on. It's AC season, brother. I work around the clock.
All right. Well, listen, while you said an AC, the man just texted me back and said, tell him I'll loan him a carburetor if that's all you need.
y'all should try to talk to somebody that's going to race. That's what y'all should do. I mean, other than that, you just don't hear yourself talk. Talk to somebody.
I done tried to talk to four people on here. Ain't nobody trying to race.
Oh.
What will Big Foot give a small block? A small block.
I mean, it ain't like you can't get
what
a
will
race.
Big Foot give a small block on motor?
I know.
What do you want me to
No.
Big Foot gave me all three.
They won't race.
Off the trailer. Big Foot gave me all three off the trailer.
Big Foot not going to give a small block
racing.
Natural aspirated car or nothing because that car
we
probably faster than Big Foot. Avon, go on mute.
It's not that big. It's not that small block. It's not white lightning. I'm saying I got a small block that is looking for a little something. Say he will
what
take
car
something
is
from
it? Send me a picture. Send me a picture of it.
I don't think they took no picture of the car. It's red.
Huh? Well, listen.
It's red.
One thing about me.
No, it's red for real. It's a red little Mustang.
I'm telling you right now. I graduated with honors, and I ain't going out there like no motherfucking fool.
He didn't graduate from South Carolina.
No, sir.
It's a red Mustang. I'm not talking about no, and I ain't talking about white lightning. A red Mustang, for real.
You talk about that car that was down the beach? Not like Lane, but the other motor car from up New York or New Jersey.
No, no. We got another one. We got a little Mustang.
Joe, call Antoine. He'll lock it in.
hey, is y'all running Gordo?
I will run Gordo off the trailer as soon as the track go high. Now tell him I said it.
Why you gotta wait till the track get high? Why can't it be cool?
Because that's the, listen. Why not? I mean, why people, why, so let me tell you something.
tell you this. Let me ask you this. You want your fans to come to the track. They're going to get that sooner track open, and they ain't going to see no racing?
Oh, no, they're going to see some racing.
Be
more racing for that. But we just,
they don't
want
to see no motherfucking
I'm just saying the man can't see in the sunlight. He likes to be in the dark. He likes to see some dark.
I will put it, listen, I will put sunglasses on him and goddamn put a goddamn shade tree over the top of his car for, at the tree if he don't goddamn want to race in the sunlight. I'll make sure it's dark for him.
How about Tatiana?
Hello?
What's the latest he can run?
Tatiana? Why are you talking about Tatiana when you got a car that we trying to get down with you?
I mean, everybody else talk about different cars. I told you I'm not going to run.
I don't talk about no different cars. I don't listen. I don't talk about no different. I tell you what, I want the trailer with Tatiana too. Now you make that happen, Big Mouth. Refrigerator man.
Do what?
I will come up the trailer with Tatiana. Make it happen. That's what I told you. If not, stay on the refrigerator and trying to cool that motherfucker down. Or AC unit, however you goddamn work. I'm going on mute, y'all. Y'all can have this show. I'll see y'all this weekend. Bad motherfucker did it again.
Where you going? Where
anybody
you going? You going to watch Happy Feet? Where you going?
Hey, Marcus. Marcus.
Marcus
left already?
Come on, Joe.
I'll have your Irish Spring there when you get there. So when Phil eats that cookie, you can heat that soup. All right, I'll have it sitting right there for y'all. I want to see one eat the cookie and one eat the soap.
Hey, listen. Long that Irish Spring ain't strong like that motherfucking white boy that was laid out on that trailer in the broad daylight, I'll make sure Antoine eat it.
They both can sit at the table. One guy had a cookie and one guy had an Irish Spring.
I'm going to take the cookie. Antoine going to eat the cookie. Or Antoine going to eat the Irish Spring.
You the goddamn lie.
Hey, if Butcher Woods on here, listen, if Butcher Woods on here, make sure Butcher Woods brings some of their liquor, that corn liquor from down south. We need a new batch.
Is Antoine going to be there? I thought he was going to be in Florida.
I'll be down here.
He'll have to eat.
You going
to
be at the beach?
Then.
I mean, you gonna be at MR?
No. I'll be at South Carolina Motorplex. I leave from down here Saturday. Saturday afternoon, something like that. We leave from down here.
Oh, okay.
You know what he's saying with South, right?
So I'm going to see Sammy's daddy. That's what I'm going to see, since he's talking so much.
Cliffy, talk to your son. Cliffy, where are you?
There you go.
Cliffy, he needs his belt. You need to take off that belt and whip his ass. Oh, wait, I'm his last daddy. You need to go see Grandpa.
Antoine ain't coming up there because he don't want to eat the soap. God, dog. Man.
Nah, that's a negative.
Hold up, Antoine.
I'm gonna change the bet for y'all. Y'all just eat the cookie. Each one of y'all gotta eat the cookie then. Y'all can sit down there with Phil and eat the cookie and be done.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you this.
Sit at the table and eat the cookie together. All three of y'all.
All right, well, listen. All right, well, look. So if I'm going to eat the cookie, then I want to bet with Big Growler, with your son. I know you're betting with your son. Let's go ahead and bet a little $200.
No.
But you got the racing, Joe. How you going
to
bet?
You want to bet on EJ? EJ's race?
EJ races who?
Cookie Monster.
I ain't know they was locked.
They locked.
What's up?
They locked.
What's the smoke?
They locked.
What you giving him?
It's heads up. It's locked in. They've been locked in. They've been locked in over a month and a half ago.
No, I ain't been on that.
That's bullshit.
You know what? Hey, Long Island Joe, I didn't mean to come and shut the show down, Long Island Joe. I didn't mean that, Long Island Joe. Charge it to my motherfucking head, not my heart, Long Island Joe. You heard what I say, babe. I guess Long Island Joe act like he going to sleep. Mar Jones, let me know when you get some of them gorilla nuts and you want to go out there and get that blue pretty motherfucker. Just let me know.
Hey, I'm trying to get some of
that
pretty motherfucker.
Hey, Mar Jones, I'll sit to your motherfucking back door and let you leave when you get ready.
Dang
it.
He won't take that shit.
He won't take it.
God.
He won't
dang.
Take it.
I'll take it for your much.
He's not going to take it.
No bullshit. I'll take that. Fuck that.
He's not going to take it. He's scared, man. He pussyfooting around, man. He walking on tippy toes with motherfucking slippers on around the house.
Hey, Mark Jones, let me find out, man. God damn.
Pump him up. Please pump him up. I want you to pump him up like you're in the club, goddamn, when that song come on and say, back that thing.
Damn.
I want him back that thing.
I feel like I'm in there saying, Rocky, no. Somebody in the corner telling
him
no against Cumberland.
Don't go out there like he got them in a parachute.
Jason Gray should be on here pumping him up. Jason Gray is his mentor. He should be on here telling him to take that shit. You gonna let him leave? Hey Marcus, you gonna let him leave?
Zeus, I will let him leave, and I'm gonna go after his big ass.
Hey Marcus, can I get that race? Marcus?
Hell no, you can't.
Excuse me. I heard my name was called tonight.
Goro.
Goro,
you want to do something soapy off the trailer with Bigfoot?
Listen, Goro got raced at 7 o'clock and at 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. All I asked you was, did you want to do something soapy with Bigfoot off the trailer? You can say no.
Marcus, I will race you. Look,
all
right. I will race Bigfoot off the trailer if I can race you after 7 o'clock.
No. I already got a race at 7 o'clock.
But I'm not gonna race when the sun is out. I'm gonna race when the sun go down.
Why not? I mean, that's the best motherfucking shit when it go down.
I got my program set to run at nighttime. I got a hard time seeing during the day. Everybody knows that, so I gotta race at night.
I'll give you late to it.
I don't want it. I want to race you at, look, anytime after 7 o'clock, Bigfoot got an ass whooping.
Man, listen, after 7 o'clock, Bigfoot going to be on a bitch ass, and then when I win, I'm getting drunk. So that's what I'm telling you. So if you want me, catch me early in the day, and let's get busy. 6 o'clock. No. That's not off the trailer, Gordo. They said they used to call you Big Baby. They said they used to call you Big Baby. Why they call you that?
Listen to me. You can say what you want. I'm a race at nighttime. Anytime at nighttime, you got an ass cutting.
I thought y'all was grudge racers.
Come on, get off your bumpers. You race me at nighttime.
Hold on, Gordo. Hold on.
Hello, anybody? Where's everybody? Hello.
I'm about to ask what the weather looking like for this weekend, because it got quiet as hell.
Hello.
Is anybody there?
I heard Pro Stock is giving gift cards out that day too.
I'm giving out Gabby cards. That's why I told them I'd throw the clear. That's why I told them I'd throw the clear in there, just because. You race me at nighttime, I'm a gap-tizing.
Hey, Gordo, did you lock him in? You lock him in, Gordo?
No, he ain't locked me in.
Hey, Mark Jones, I'm appalled. I'm appalled right now, Mark Jones. Appalled.
Hey, Tony, I'm sorry to waste your time, man.
The car is not running. The car is not running. We're trying to figure something out. Don't be dumb like them guys do. Don't be dumb like them. If the car were running, we'd be racing. But when the car do run, you just remember this day. That's all you do. You remember the ignorance.
All right, well, tell them you ain't coming then. Tell them you're not coming then.
Always remember. Look, always remember they throwing rocks at a man with a machine gun. You always remember that.
Mm.
And I'm back on me.
Good report.
Hey, Mark Jones, if you bring that big tire car out, give me the one-on-one. I tie that motherfucker GTO.
Who said that? Who said that?
Well, who else on the phone that's racing this weekend?
Man, that guy.
Hey, Gordo,
that guy.
I'm out here trying to politic a race, Gordo. I'm politicking out here like crazy. I promise.
You politicking?
I'm trying.
Man, you see where Marcus went? He ran away or something.
Ah, he's still on here, and his girlfriend on here too. I tell you what, ODB can get some work.
Oh, ODB got 1-1 just because.
Damn, man just got on the
way off
in the spot. God damn.
Just because.
That's just because. I feel that way. Tori, man, call me when they're more serious than I just talking.
Hold on. What are you trying to say? ODB is snubby?
Yeah, I said it. The 1-1 ain't enough.
ODB
the 1-1 ain't enough.
I told you he was on here. I told you, Gordo. They always listen.
Yeah,
You were just calling me out a week ago.
The 1-1 ain't enough. You showed your hand. God damn it, I can't live there. I'm being real. I'm being a man. I can't live there.
Say uncle and I'll leave you alone.
I ain't saying shit.
A man doesn't get on his knees and beg.
What I'm begging for, he gave me the 1-1. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me.
You got the break.
Man, listen. Dang. You gave me the 1-1. Come on, man. Make it make sense, man.
That don't even make sense.
No, I'm not taking it. Listen, I'm gonna say this one more time. All this shit is going to be a shitty show because of all the shootouts and the times for grudge racing, and the MIR said can't run the fucking lane. I'm taking my one race, and that's what the fuck it is.
You're going to a high school reunion, you know, in South Carolina. Cut your shit out.
Man, fuck what you talking about. I'm telling you what it is. I bet $20 right now. Me and Preston locked and loaded for 8 o'clock. That
hey,
race will be out there at least 8:45, 9 o'clock. Ain't nobody doing that shit.
Gordo.
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
I'll cash in that coupon you gave me.
What's that?
The break.
When I gave it to you?
Today, just now.
No, see, Avon said that he was going to run me heads up off the trailer.
No, I didn't, because I got a race already locked in for that.
Prosagolo said you told a goddamn lie.
I already got a race locked in.
Whatever. After you finish that one, charge up your battery, get ready, let me know when you want the second ass cut, and then I'll go give it to you.
You coming off the trailer?
I got to take it off to go racing.
Man, stop being shaky, man.
Avon, I'm looking for Bigfoot right now. Do not interfere, please.
You got it. I ain't interfering. I just asked, would you give me a gift?
Avon, I'm going to give you your ticket. Avon, I got a better race for you. I might show up with Kodak, too.
You told a lie.
I ain't going to make you no promises. I'm going to see how it works out on Thursday when I test it.
I want that wagon. Fuck Kodak Black.
No, you don't want that wagon. If you want that wagon, the wagon's into heads up action or giving a little something. But the person I want to give it to right now is Marcus and Antoine. Antoine called me out with
well,
ODB.
Go ahead. Listen,
2 weeks
ahead,
in a row.
Go ahead and do your thing. Go ahead and do your thing.
Avon, they called me out 2 weeks in a row, Avon. They called me out two weeks in a row. ODB got the break. He got the break, and I'm going to close my eyes.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What happened? The DJ didn't want to play that song, Avon?
It sounded like the Big Bad Wolf went away.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being able to get y'all what y'all wanted to
do. No, I'm playing golf. I ain't worrying about your ass right now. I'm playing golf.
The next Tiger Woods.
Shit, we down here top golf, goddammit. Fuck what he talking about. It wasn't sweet enough. That didn't sound sweet enough with the chick, so goddammit. I'll give you a ring check, Gordo. That's what I give you.
Could I get a ring up with ODB? Can I get a head up with ODB with Bucky?
No, but I'm at the minimum you're going to give me is a heads-up clear. That's what you offer. That's the minimum that I'm going to take from you.
Which Buckwheat? Which Buckwheat on the phone?
I want me to leave my
bottle
on here.
Zeus.
Zeus? Zeus, you want
I
some?
I bet he don't go on there.
What'd you say?
You want some of this?
What?
Charlie Brown, what you got there? Needs your motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about. What you want to do? What you want to do with that little red truck? Well, run your head up. Let's lock it in. And what's the problem? 6 o'clock in the lane. Nah, I'm not coming out till the sun go down, partner. Listen, that might be.
Hold on, Gordo. Hey, Gordo, hold on. I'm from the north, too. We can talk on the back. We ain't got to go through all that. We can lock that shit in on the back. We can do that. We ain't got to go through all that.
Now you doing this Team North shit?
Who? I don't know. See, I always listen. First of all, I was always going to be Team North. You ask anybody on the phone right now, I was 215 so you came down there. That's fact. And you ask anybody on here, Avon?
Hey, Avon, I'm sorry. Zeus, man, I ain't mean to put that much pressure on you, man. My bad.
You ain't put no pressure on me. You ain't put no eye on anybody.
Man, my bad.
It is, but well, I ain't wanna expose everything on live, man. You can talk. We can race, though. We can race
damn,
back.
Zeus.
I'm from.
Damn, Zeus, you were instigating. Now you being a buddy.
Who? No, I'm just saying we can race, though.
You real humble
hey,
now.
Hey, hold up, Gordo. Gordo, you getting off topic. You shut me down from locking you in. You jumped topic on Zeus.
No, man, I'm just messing with him, man. I'm just giving y'all something to talk. I'm just giving y'all something to talk about because I don't know where the month is wrong this went.
Oh.
Hey, Gordo still on here?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't need a motherfucking thing from your slow ass. You got lane choice. Let's get fucking busy. 2 o'clock in the lanes. Let's go. Let's
I'm
ride.
Not doing that.
Just
I'm not step. Doing that.
Well, then, well,
not doing
well, listen,
that.
Listen, listen. Well, listen. It's no race there. It's cool. It's no race.
So let me put somebody in it that can see during the day and go race you.
I want you. That's like. That's
and
like
I want you too.
Going,
that's why I'm telling you to race
listen.
Now. I'm listening. You can pick your lane.
I
you can pick your lane.
Man.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't want no lane.
I just
want
to race you at nighttime.
I'm giving you lane choice, Gordo. What type of grudge race
I
can't, you
I
got
I'll be handicapping myself as a person to race during the day.
How? I'm telling you, listen, take the tower side. The sun ain't going to be shining on that side. And let's go down through that. That's right.
It's the same.
Marcus.
The same thing as going at 2 o'clock at 7 o'clock. You still got to go down the track.
You're wrong. But I'm
Avon. I can't see during the day that good. Avon,
and
that's the truth.
I see you drive 380 miles, motherfucker. You can see real good. Fuck you talking about. One way. To goddamn California.
That ain't racing, man. That ain't racing, my brother.
The fuck is wrong with you?
That ain't racing.
All right. Well, so what I'm telling you is,
Marcus,
me
let's get
you.
Spicy, man. Let's give it to the fans. Me and you
I
been going at it for
spicy.
A minute. Let's get
and
spicy.
Yeah. I want to dye your motherfucking beard blue. That's
oh,
what I
my God. Marcus,
beard,
Marcus,
blue.
You race me. You race me any time when that sun goes down. I'm going to bless you. I must give you a blessing.
Listen, let me ask you this question. Do you got to fuck when the sun go down too? I'm fucking broad daylight. Goddamn,
I can't fucking broad daylight.
So, Gordo, look what I'm telling you, man. If you want to do it, we're going to do it on the trailer, motherfuckers, as soon as the track goes high. If not, I'll catch you when I catch you. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, just say Red Rock. Just say Red Rock, and,
no,
and that be it.
Hey, I'm not no more Jones. I'd never say that to a motherfucker.
Sorry.
Ooh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tell him to see me anytime after 7 o'clock and I'll cut his head off.
Who ain't been on the phone? Do we know what's up? I'm at
hey,
beach
right
now, man.
Hey, Marcus.
Come on,
Marcus, you're on here?
I'm on here.
Lock the fuck in for that. Lock in for that $1,000 on the
trailer
at 2 o'clock. Let's get it.
Me and you?
You ain't on there 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, let's get it.
Huh?
Let's get it.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock on the 12th at 1,000. Nah, what's up? Don't talk to me, Dad. I bow down to your rules. I'm going to fuck you up anyway.
Hey.
What's
up? Let's go down the track at 2 o'clock.
Man, listen to what I'm ready to tell you, man. 2 o'clock, man. Be the lane at 2 o'clock. Lock the fucking over the
truck.
Be the lane at 2 o'clock.
Badass. Listen to me.
Hey, yo, this is
Puerto
Rico, dog.
Listen to me.
Somebody backpedaling.
It's no backpedal, nothing, Zeus. I'm telling him we must go to the track at 2 o'clock. We're not waiting until the motherfucker 4, 5, 6 o'clock is what I'm saying. If we don't go to the track at 2 o'clock.
Listen, if I think we don't wait at 2 o'clock on the trail, what are you talking about?
No. I'm not talking about you, man. I'm talking about the motherfuckers be holding the event up. That's what I'm talking about. See, we went through this last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm
going to
go off the trailer as soon as the track go high at 2 o'clock.
But hold on. Let me iterate. Marcus, you were talking about Tatiana earlier, though, player.
Earlier. Listen. And I'm still talking shit about Tatiana.
No, you're not.
But
you're
what I'm telling
you
is.
You're making every excuse in the book. You're not great. I said be the man at 2 o'clock off the trailer. What's the problem?
I'm
bad up to $1,000. I don't understand what the problem is.
What I'm telling you is we must go down the track at 2 o'clock. We're not waiting until no motherfucker 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock for them to wait for the track.
How
are
you going
to
wait? If we up the trailer at 2 o'clock, how the fuck is it 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock,
dog? Because we went through the same shit just a couple weeks ago at Denmark. Race was supposed to be at motherfucker 2 o'clock. Motherfucker didn't go down the track till 6 o'clock. We ain't doing that. That's all I'm telling you. It ain't hard. If we ain't got to go through that, we ain't got to go through that.
Yeah, but the track opened at 6 o'clock.
Sammy, no, it did not. The track was supposed to be open.
The track went at 6 o'clock. The track went hot at 6 o'clock.
It wasn't supposed to.
It wasn't supposed to,
I'm telling you.
It was too hot, that's
what.
Antoine, ain't you on here?
Madison, name of the business after dark. I'm going to be scared when that dark comes, Madison.
No. Listen. What I can tell you is that whoever that is talking. I already said I couldn't live that head up, right? But I ain't asking for no spot zone. But if we can go down the track at 2 o'clock, you gotta hit gates up past. That's all I'm saying. We can talk about it at the track, or we can say fuck it.
But listen, if they prepping the track still at 2 o'clock, it might last into 3:30, 4 o'clock. If the track's still hot, they might not want anybody to go down there.
After dark, the event started at 6 o'clock. Nah, I can't fuck with you then.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't fuck with you.
You don't try to hold your hand and cut a flashlight because it's getting dark?
No. I'm just telling him I can't fuck with him then. He got the faster car. But, Mar Jones, you still got that spot is what I'm telling you.
There you go, man.
Now, hold that hand.
So you don't want to race?
I don't want to race if we can't go down the track at 2 o'clock. I don't want to race. You're right. Correct.
Boy, y'all rough tonight.
All right.
Y'all rough as hell tonight.
Well, I mean, Tori, I'm keeping it honest, though, right? I'm keeping it 100. You feel me?
Yeah,
ain't no bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm keeping
it 100. That's what I'm saying. I got to bring the honest to me. Motherfucker, that other shit. Or Jones talking about. Shit. I ain't no goddamn fool. Goddamn. Shit. I'm trying to win. Even if it was for $20,
I
want that.
Hey, listen, we can go at 2 o'clock. I don't give a fuck. 2 o'clock, what's up?
Man, if that place ain't open up at 2.
We'll be on the track at 2 o'clock. What's up?
Man, if they ain't open up at 2, it's after dark, man.
I'm going to fuck them up anyway. It don't make no difference.
But I'm saying the bit don't start at 2 o'clock.
I ain't going to knock the tower. He can't mind out with that bitch anyway, so I'm going to turn that bitch all the way down to get you. Come get him.
You can't turn that bitch down and come beat, and beat me?
Now, I guarantee I'm going to have a 120 foot time.
Well,
come and get your motherfucker.
Okay. Listen, you big mouth motherfucker. If you can do that, then give me that 1-1, motherfucker, at 6 o'clock then.
Now he's back before it's 2.
Do that.
Come on.
Can you talk for Bam Bam?
I can talk to Bad Bell. What do you want to do?
I already told you. Head up after the sun go down. Lock the pot.
Hey, Zeus, Bad Bell trying to come up the trailer, man. You know that, man. We come to race, man. We ain't trying to sit around all day long.
I understand. You're going to be there anyway. We're going to be having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Seeing
yeah.
each other. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And try to get
listen,
some money,
I'm
going to
tell
man.
You right now. This is what I can tell you, Zeus. What you bringing? Buckwheat.
The wheat. I'm bringing the wheat, baby.
You bring the wheat. This is what I can guarantee you this right here, Zeus. Before the weekend is, before that day is over with, Bam Bam will get across your ass. That's what I can guarantee you that.
I had this car salesman. He said, I guarantee you could drive this motherfucker around the block. That bitch broke down before I got out the driveway. Listen, we not
hey,
locked this shit in. All right. Fuck that.
Hey, Zeus, this what I can tell you. The man said he not coming to test. He want to get on a motherfucker ass, right? You don't want to race in the daylight. Okay, that's your program. You entitled to do what you want to do. We want to come off the trailer willing to gamble whatever. It don't matter. You know what I mean? I don't understand why people just won't go out there and fucking race.
Because people got their
program
just like you got
long.
Yours. You got to respect
right.
everybody
you're
else
right.
just like you respect
you're
yours.
Right. You're right. And I respect that. You're right. But what I'm saying is, though, everybody got to go down the same track. What's the problem?
Right. But I'm getting there late. I'm going to be there late. I'm getting there late. I got some shit to do. I won't get there until late. I want to go after the dark. Listen, I'm coming. I'm going to make the event because I said I'm coming. I'm coming.
You got locked in anyway?
I'm trying to lock you in.
No, you ain't trying to lock me in.
Oh, shit. Why ain't I? Ass pop.
Oh, my God.
Instead of going back and forth for all that extra shit, right? I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a race that's going to happen right on the motherfucking track. It's going to right on the motherfucking scene. You already know what it is.
No.
Bam Bam, goddamn it, ain't ducking you. And you
no,
ain't.
I don't want,
we,
listen,
we
I don't want
you.
Nobody, listen, one thing for sure and two for certain, I don't want nobody to duck me because then I ain't going to get no races. I want to come out with a fair race. Y'all got a better car than me, but I'm willing to waste y'all when the sun go down.
There
that's
go.
It.
Don't do that. Just don't do
no, but I'm just saying, lock the pot
wait.
In. Lock the pot in. Lock the pot in. Let's get that shit in. Fuck that.
The pot can be locked, you know what I mean? But you don't want to come off the trailer.
No.
That's
I ain't
all.
Come
and
off
like I said, trailer. I mean, everybody,
I ain't got,
that's what I'm saying, everybody, and I ain't knocking you. Everybody ain't about that off the trailer, off that trailer game.
No.
They not about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's all good. I can get like
dude,
a
you know what? You know what? You know what? When y'all cars is slow as shit, you can come off the fucking trailer like that.
Well, hey, well,
then you slow than the motherfucker.
Oh, well, why you can't go on the trailer then, Mo? that's what I
want to
know.
Boy, this is that rough night. This is that rough night.
Hey, Tori. Oh, Albert. He should maybe go on the trailer then, goddammit. We all slow. Shit. We ain't no motherfucking, we ain't no Jeff Rogers or... Hey, listen, we know Jeff Rogers or motherfucking Cash,
them other big fast motherfuckers.
We know them. Yeah. For real, we got bracket cards, man. We got motherfucking bracket
cards.
Vampire right there. That's a vampire right there.
I respect it. That's what it is. Hey. If that's what it is, then. You know what I mean? It's all good. Hey, it's all good with me, baby. You know what I mean? Ain't
hey,
love.
Listen. We're going to make something happen. I hope everybody make it. It's going to be a hot-ass event. It's going to be crazy. Mad Actor, I know you got a couple races locked in. I don't know if Gordo's still on here. Gordo race any fucking body. But everybody going to have a good time. I can't wait. I ain't been out in a long time. I've been having some family issues, a lot of them. It just don't even worth talking about it. But whatever, I'm back. I'm back. I got oil pressure. I don't give a fuck. And somebody, just Santa Claus put some money up my fucking tree, and I'm trying to give it away. Now, fuck
hey,
all that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Getting the motherfucking paint. I just, hey, Zeus. Nah, Ma, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to keep it
you
with
you.
You
can go down. You can say whatever you want to say, Marcus.
Nah.
I'm resurrected, baby boy. You can say whatever you want.
Hey, it's about somebody else, so I ain't going to go that way, right?
But, nah, well, we ain't talking about nobody else, but listen.
Yeah.
Huh? Where Rob Weber at? He been quiet.
Let me call my partner.
Yeah, call that motherfucker on here. God damn. Call his ass on here. Because he got a lot of money. Somebody said he hit the number the other day. Somebody said he won that motherfucking Mega Million. I want some of that money. Only way I'm going to get it.
Anything locked yet?
He might be asleep.
Anything locked yet? Anything got locked yet?
Hey, Sammy, what you say, Sammy? Somebody
no, not yet.
In a nursery? You said they put him in a nursery and he got to go to sleep? What you say,
Sammy? He's making cookies for the event.
Joe Gray, you still on here? You ain't go to sleep, did you, Joe?
He's making some fudge stripe cookies.
Ain't nobody on this motherfucker. Everybody
no,
here?
Joe had to go.
Joe had to go try to take care of it.
He said he had to leave at 8:30 to get the bus for this weekend.
Oh. Hey, I guess, hey, Gordo, you better wake me the fuck up at 8 o'clock. I'm waiting for that motherfucking shit at 8 o'clock in the morning, Gordo. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hey, Mark Jones, you still on here?
Hey, Marcus, ain't nobody on here no more. They all hung up.
What they hang up for, Zeus?
Nah, I'm still on here.
Spicy.
Yeah, we're still, I'm still here.
Spicy. Hey, Mark Jones still on here? I just got a message to tell him while I wait for A-Bar to call me. ODB will run Orange Juice off the trailer, head up for the same pot he ran Grandma for. I don't know what that means, but
man,
I don't know.
They must think that boy got to be slow. Mark Jones, put them two spark plug wires back on, man. Stop playing.
I'll just tell you the message that I just got while I'm waiting for my partner to come on here. So, Mark Jones, ODB said he wants you, baby. Hey, but Zeus.
Damn, where
this.
Did everybody go? Damn.
Zeus, believe this. Hey, Zeus, I'll tell you what, Zeus. Let's make a gentleman bet, right? You listen? I'm going to do a pop, man. You listen, Zeus over here. Where's Zeus go?
I'm right here. What's up?
I want to do a gentleman bet. A bet like you and Pop bet, do, right? I bet you $50 if Van Mam don't lock you in, God damn it, you got $50, me and you.
So you said, hold on. So you saying Bam Bam don't lock me in?
If Bam Bam don't lock you in Saturday, I'm going to pay you $50 cash money out of my pocket.
So you might as well just lock it in, right?
No, listen, what I'm telling you is that the car is untested, but he wanted to come up the trailer with you. You don't want to come up the trailer. You say you're not going to get there until nighttime. But let me ask you this. Will you come up the trailer at nighttime?
No.
Hello?
No.
Huh?
No.
All right, well, listen, I got a better off chance of getting this $50 for your ass that Bam Bam going to lock you in before the night's over with this. Can we bet that?
All right, now, listen, before the night's over with, Bam Bam got to lock me in. Listen, Bam Bam got to lock me in, right? You heard?
Yes, and you cannot hit up Bam Bam versus Buckwheat, and you cannot deny the race, is what I'm telling you.
What you talking about? I'm not denying nothing. Listen to what I'm telling you. You're not listening. Listen. Anytime after the sun go down, head up, we racing.
Bam Bam versus Buckwheat.
Bam Bam versus Buckwheat. Well, hold on. We got to lock the pot in. Don't talk that shit now. We're going to lock
listen,
the pot.
Listen. Zeus.
$2,500 or better.
Lot,
we got
sure.
Lock the pot.
No, I look, I don't speak on the pots on that card.
Okay.
They make their own pot.
All right.
You know what I mean? Don't buy
your
$50.
You could lose your
$50. Well, why are you sad then? You should have let me lost it. But what I can tell you is this, Zeus. Don't try to buy the race. You know what I mean? You didn't race them that. You didn't run them that for the last time. So don't, you know what I mean? If you want to race, you know what
hold
it
on,
is.
Hold on, Marcus.
God
hold on. Slow your roll. Because I got proof and video. We tried to race off for more money, and you kept running away with it.
Yeah, I didn't say you didn't try. I said
okay,
you didn't run him for that money
oh,
last time.
I know. You know why? You
I
want
think
me to
it started off at $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever the case would be.
I had a brick in my hand. I was trying to bust him in the head, and he kept running from me. You was running from me, too, with that bread. But this time, bread in, $500, after dark, on
Saturday.
I just
tried to get you an easy $50, and you just –
I don't give a fuck about no $50. Fuck that
$50.
You
didn't walk out of that.
You keep that $50.
Mm-mm.
You take that $50
hey,
and put a hairline on your motherfucking head. Put a hairline on your head.
I don't need no hairline on my head. God damn it, I get a hairline on my motherfucking beard. The hell you talking about? You need to grow some motherfucking size.
You said take that $50
on your motherfucking head.
You said take that $50 and put it up where the sun don't shine.
Hey, but listen. Hey, Troy, I'm trying to give him an easy little gentleman's bet, right? That Bam Bam going to lock him in for the night so with. He don't even want that. Now, what? Now that tell you that man bluffing or what?
I didn't tell you. Listen.
Nah, because
you try to
put other steps into it, though, Zeus. You can't put other steps on a race that ain't happening.
What steps am I putting in? Hey, Sam, you hear this? What steps am I putting in? Tell me what steps I'm putting
talk
in
the man,
besides
talk
the steps
about
that I
the man. Listen. That's what I'm telling you. You talking about the man got to run for a certain pot, and it's got to be locked. That's what
come
you
on,
say.
Man.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Marcus, I've been yelling $2,500. Listen, Marcus, I've been yelling $2,500 for 2-3 weeks straight. What is he talking about? I never changed.
I don't have nothing to do with that, though, what I'm telling you.
Listen,
I'm just trying to bet you a little friendly
$50.
No,
listen.
So you mean tell me
I just told
Pop $2,500.
Huh? What?
All right. Well, whatever. We'll catch you on the track. That's all I can say. We'll catch you
on
the track. That's all I can say.
If you get the race locked in, I'll give you $50. Man,
nah, you ain't
got to
give me a goddamn thing. I'm
trying to get the hairline back. I'm going to get the hairline back, man. Can't get the $50 out, man.
Hey, I don't want it back. Goddamn, I had it back in high school a couple years after, and goddamn, when it left, it left. When it left, it left. I don't want it back, goddamn.
Hey,
no
Marcus,
bad.
Why you on here? Can you listen? I need more than one race.
He being honest.
Can you speak for ODB?
Man, ODB said he focusing on that one race and on that motherfucking
one
pussy.
Race?
He said, he focusing on that one pussy, that one race. That's all he focusing on.
Man, they gonna pay that punk out.
And I can
race,
respect
man.
Him though. You know what I mean? No, you. I tell you what. Now, what you want to bet on that? What you want to bet? You want to bet that same $50?
No.
I guarantee
you. You know why I don't want to bet you the 50? Because if you go out there, I'm going to win more than that. So why would I lose? I ain't going to lose the 50 for the
okay. Well,
you know what?
You know what?
Hold on.
We'll
you right.
Out.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do for this. Listen. Bet the 50, right? And then, man, you put it on the pot.
All right. Bet.
Mouth.
Yeah. We do that.
What you want to put it on the pot then? What you want to put it on the pot then? That's the 50,
know.
Right?
I mean,
then he's going to go out there. And then what you want to bet on the pot? I'm going to get that together. $50 and come in.
I don't know. It's going to go wherever. It's going to go out there, though. That's what I can tell you.
No.
The man
no.
Going out
man,
there.
You going side bet. $200.
You going to
do that?
Okay, let's start at $200.
Let's start at $200. That's a bet. Let's start at $200. If we going to bet the 50 first, then he's going to go out there, and then $200 on the way.
Yep. Yes.
Y'all hear this, right? I'm locked. Say locked.
I'm locked. Because
you always
talk
about when I get to the track.
I'm locking it right now.
Yeah.
Locked. I said locked. That's locked. CJ against ODB. That's a head. That's a $200 lock. Plus the 50 on the side, and he's going to go out there. All right. Bet.
Yeah,
locked.
I'm putting in my memos now.
Y'all, everybody heard this, right? This ain't the first time we
yeah,
locked
it. Yeah, where's Pat Albert at? Where's Fat Albert at?
I don't know where he is. Fat Albert on here? I hope he is. What's up, Fat Albert? If you is on here, what's up? Oh. Somebody
he
on here. Everybody here, though. Everybody here. Everybody here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Everybody here.
Yes, sir.
We ain't got to argue. We ain't got to argue about no little money.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what else
it.
You gonna
hey,
bet
hey,
on, Marcus?
What else I bet on? Fred Wheatley got the motherfucking whatever he want, motherfucking from Bigfoot that same day. That's what else I bet on.
Oh, Fred, hey, baby. You got the lights out?
I ain't got no lights on.
I ain't talking about you, but your lights gonna be out in a minute. Who'd you bring Bigfoot out?
Okay. We'll find out. Hey, Vince,
now, bring
what
Bigfoot
time you
want
to race
Big,
again?
Big,
hold on. Vince, what time you want to race again? Okay.
Oh, and when the sun go down. Anytime
the
sun
go down.
No, the sun go down
about 6 o'clock, right?
No, the sun go down. Nigga, we in the summertime. The sun go down until about 9. What the fuck you talking about? Where you living at?
Oh, my gosh, man. Listen, the track goddamn shut down at motherfucking 10 o'clock, 10:30.
No,
11 o'clock.
I guarantee that track ain't shutting down. Well, we could be the last two. I don't give a fuck.
How long the track going to run? Now, we can bet on that, too.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not betting on that because I don't know when they might shut. They might be all down and they shut
no,
down early. Why would I do that? No, I didn't say
no.
All night.
Said,
I didn't say all night.
Said
I said we could be the last
okay.
two. That's what I said.
All right. No, I ain't doing that. I'm definitely ain't going to do that neither because it's going to be dew on the track.
Well, y'all ain't fast enough for no dew. So you need to fucking lock it in when the sun go down.
Hey,
the fuck you give a fuck about dew
enough,
for?
And, oh, listen. And you ain't fast enough when you can't come up the fucking trailer. But what the fuck you talking about?
I'm too fast come off the trail. Mouth?
Yeah. So I guess you're too fast, too furious now.
I'll let you take that, Frank. I'll let you take that.
Now. Y'all too much.
All right. Well, listen. We're going to have some fun, motherfuckers. Come Saturday. And I like and I
all right,
like
don't
cannibal
forget, hey,
over.
Hey, Marcus,
eight.
Seriously. Hey, Marcus, we starting over. Don't forget my bet now. Don't forget
man,
the 50
we,
or
hey, listen,
200.
Hey, listen. Zeus, the race is 50, he going out there, 50 ODB
right.
going out there. If he don't
right.
go out there, I owe you $50. Or
right.
when
that,
they race, it's
on the line,
200 on the
listen.
Side.
Listen. Right, if he break on the line,
if he break,
like that,
I owe you $50.
If he break at the light, anything like that.
I owe you $50, yeah. If he don't go out there,
now,
I owe you $50.
Go, if that motherfucker hit the gas and he go down and spin, then I owe you $50.
Yeah, that's all. I mean,
okay,
shit, we good.
All right, and we bet 200 on the race. We might bet more when I see you. You might get froggy. You see what I'm saying? You might hit the bottom before
sure.
I see
you on
Saturday.
Sure. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right
you
now. Go. I'm gonna tell you right now. Let listen. When we start turning that shit on, and that goddamn going down through that bitch, PJ might be the motherfucking punk out.
Marcus, stop that shit. Marcus. You not bet no more than money than that. I'm surprised you betting that 200.
Okay.
Stop that shit.
Hey, Zeus.
Well, bet fucking. Make it five.
Stop it.
Make it five.
Stop it. Hey,
that's what I
look. We locked on the two. That's what it's going to be. You already know it's going to get up there. I mean, goddamn. Antoine them had more money than the Mavs couldn't cover the last time. But I don't want to go
man,
that
but
my, I don't want to go
on,
that
hold
direction.
Hold on, they,
I don't want to go
on,
that direction, though.
Let me ask you a question. When y'all came down, when my people came, well, my people, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. When 215 came down to the race y'all at Del Mar, why y'all only bet them people $700?
I wasn't there. I was in the garage.
So,
we was changing the motor
there,
out of Blue Magic. Yeah, I mean, I would have at least made it. Listen, I would have at least covered whatever they wanted to cover as far as the 1,000 or better. I mean, the race didn't was a lot for no more than, I think the race didn't get locked for nothing but 500 or better. So, you know what
nah,
I mean?
Okay.
What was the race locked on there? Since you said,
listen, I know, where Rob Weber at? He's still sipping on that, what's the milk from that?
Man,
where the fuck's he at? Get
that man
might have
gone to sleep. That man must have gone to sleep. He's going to sleep. You know
he
old.
He don't sleep no other time. He said he only 50.
Hey, listen, I'm just telling you, the man must
man,
have gone sleep.
Man, get that man up, man. Listen, man. Hit the back. Put the
shit,
back signal up in the
50.
Air. Put the back signal up in the air and wake that motherfucker up, man. He been hiding.
All I can do.
All I can do is say that, man.
Can you speak for 8-Ball?
Yeah, I can speak for 8-Ball.
What 8-Ball want to do with Buckwheat then?
Off the trailer.
Nope. Matter of fact, you can get it right.
Why do you keep asking all these?
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get a race for y'all.
No, you're not. Because we come off the ramps. And that's the best races out there. I mean,
Hold on. Don't he got other races before that?
No, he do not.
He don't got no more races. All his races off the chill. That's what you tell me. Watch what you say
most
now.
Most of them.
What you
most
mean
most?
He only gets come off the chill one time. But he only gets come off the chill one time, Marcus.
What I'm telling you is this, Zeus. Most of his races, and I'm talking about, like, on every event, is off the trailer. 8-Ball don't come to Shakedown, man. We don't never come to Shakedown. What have
okay,
you seen us come Shakedown?
I'm not – listen, I'm not saying that y'all are. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I want to race when the sun go down.
Look. This is what I'm telling you. Bam Bam ain't got no motherfucking race, and Bam Bam looking for you off the trailer. Man, what you want to do at 9 o'clock,
bro? I'm gonna make a shakedown. Now he can come off the
trailer. No. Why you not shake down when the sun go down? Let me ask you that. Then you make that make sense. Why you gotta shake down when the sun go down?
Because I might bite somebody before that. You see, I'm a vampire. I might bite somebody before that.
Oh, man, hey, Zeus, you looking real shaky right now. I mean, I'm just saying.
I might bite somebody. God damn.
This man's a character. Oh, man.
God.
Hey, Tori, let me ask you a question. Do you see anything wrong with a motherfucker coming off the trailer? Or wanting to come off the trailer? And willing to come off the trailer and when the sun go down at nighttime. Fuck it. What's wrong with that?
Everybody has their own reasons.
I'm not disagreeing with you, dude. I'm saying I'm not coming off the chair. I'm going to make me a hit. That's it. I got to bust a nut first before I go back up in the pussy.
Hey, let me ask you this. Who you locked in with?
You?
Man, come on, man. Realistic.
I just told you. I swear to God, I'm being serious. It's you. That's it. I ain't got no other way. I'm looking. I've been on the back lines all day doing homework. I swear I've been on the back lines. I'll prove it to you. All day. I'm looking for y'all. Ain't nobody else.
So Buckwheat ain't locked in with nobody.
No, sir. Now we is, though.
You looking real weak in the streets.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to keep my rep right.
Well, you can't be if you goddamn got a shit.